So for some reason, whenever I think of the word Kong, I think of the word dong. I don't think that's healthy.
Did your dog have one of those Kong toys?
Sadly, yes.
Have you heard him when there's peanut butter in it? Remember when we used to put peanut butter in it and you told me I wasn't allowed to do that anymore?
Hey, that was just so welcome, guys.
Are we
Crippled
live?
System 98.
This is 99, isn't it?
No,
98.
Yeah. Crippled System Saga 90. We should put Saga on our name. See what happens.
Oh, I accidentally have the label there for Who's the Boss.
Who's the Boss 2014?
We're not Who's the Boss.
We could be boss.
We're the boss.
You're the boss.
Your mom's the boss.
Boss.
What are you doing right now?
I move my chair. My name's Nathan.
My name's Katie.
My name's Brian.
I'm Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums.
On the forums.
And I'm Andy, and I'm done typing into the computer.
Yay! Yay. Introductions.
Yay!
Hooray for
announcements.
Us.
Announcements. Who's the Boss was very successful, thanks to Andy, although the hamburgers were a little questionable.
How are they questionable?
Very yummy. There's no cheese.
I would honestly say, out of like the 20 people who had hamburgers, about 19 of them said that they were amazing.
They were very good. I thought they were very good hamburgers. I actually was surprised.
I will say that I was hungry shortly after I had a hamburger.
Well, you could have had
there were 74 brats.
Yeah.
She doesn't like brats, unfortunately.
I don't like brats.
I ate brats and hamburgers.
Yeah. Brats were very good, too. I have a bunch in my fridge. So, Nathan, if you want to take some home, you can have some.
Okay.
I know it was a poop joke. I'm aware.
Oh, it's a poop joke? Katie may have drank a lot today.
Oh,
so
I thought she just meant that it was small, and then so it did not satisfy her.
No,
that's
no,
sadly small things.
Yeah,
being satisfying.
Wow. Right. Okay,
Jeremy, this is gonna be a rough podcast. For
this
you.
Is gonna be a very rough podcast for me.
They're small.
At least you've accepted it.
Yeah, I'm giving up now.
You're gonna give
really?
Another...
So what was the previous like 4 years? You hadn't given up at that point.
I had not as yet.
That was you trying.
Yep.
Is Travis going to text you again saying, hold in there, buddy?
Yeah, was it last week or 2 weeks ago when you got Jeremy and his crippled system? That was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
We were out of town last week. Partway through, you guys just train wrecking and like backing the bus up over in me, like repeatedly. I get this text, and I'm like, what is this? And it's Travis just saying, hang in there, buddy. I'm like, I guess he's watching the live stream.
Yeah. You weren't here last
cares
week.
About you.
No, I was
at my. He was at his parents, and I just.
I know you
parents.
Weren't here. I thought.
Yeah, it was for Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. Neither one of us was here.
Oh. Well, I'm. I
he texted me a similar time and said, "Like you guys are mean to Jeremy,"
which is a little bit true. But
we have when I don't remember when.
You don't
Here's
remember
the
that
thing,
happening.
Is people ask all the time why we pick on Jeremy so much, and the real issue is one. Because it's so easy, and two, because you take it so well. Like, if it was anybody else in the group, we would just leave the group of friends. We'd be like, "You guys are no longer our friends."
Or you'd pull him aside and say, "Hey guys, you really hurt my feelings. With Jeremy, he seems to be happier, but it makes him happier.
I got attention. To him.
Yeah. Wow. So you're saying I'm in an abusive relationship with all four of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
That's fantastic.
I still say it's our civic duty because if we don't do it, he gets angry.
Yeah.
Do we have
not angry,
a listener at his Travis?
He gets overly egotistical.
No, I will say though, it is kind of funny though that how well you take the abuse.
Well, I try.
But the other thing though too is people say is like, how can you guys abuse Jeremy so much? And like, have you seen him? Have you been around him?
Have you tried it? It's so much fun.
Yeah, because
like that's the thing.
The only thing we get more often than people saying why are you so mean to Jeremy is people saying I used to wonder why you were so mean to Jeremy, and then I realized why.
And then I met him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember back when I was still like, I would occasionally Twitch stream Destiny, which I haven't done for a while. I may do again with the new content. We'll see. JR like specifically joined a party with me just so he could badmouth me on the Twitch stream, but the way I had it set up, you could hear me but not the people in my fire group. I didn't tell him, I just let him keep going the whole time. And then after we played for like an hour and a half, I was like, so I'm gonna sign off on the Twitch stream now. By the way, since none of you could hear the rest of the people in my group, JR is gonna be very upset when he hears this in a second. And then I closed the Twitch stream. And JR was so pissed.
Then it should have made sense when I told him to suck it today.
Yeah, JR texted me, and Katie just picks up my phone and writes, "Suck it, no," and then puts the phone back down. I was like, "What just happened?"
Brian's used to that response.
Yeah. Brian knows that if profanity comes across on my phone, Katie must be holding my phone.
If it's the weekend, I don't know who. I figure one of you two are responding. I just messaged both of you now because I know I'm.
Oh,
get...
my phone's at my office.
Yeah, she forgot her phone literally at work.
I don't know for sure.
That's why I do the iPad thing. I do the iPad check, because you always have your iPad near you. And if you don't have your iPad, there'll be like an alert. Amber Alert out there for your iPad.
Today, Fuma licked my forehead. It was very funny because I fell asleep on the couch and then she started licking my forehead. And that's how I knew the dogs were no longer in the house.
She'd been asleep long enough that I'd like gotten up, taken the dogs outside, come back, played Destiny for a while, and then Fuma had decided to come over and figure out if she was dead. So Fuma was standing on top of her licking her face, was how she decided the dogs had been out of the house for, I don't know, an hour.
When did you start drinking today, Katie?
Seriously.
Not that long ago was the sad
hour ago.
Yeah, this bottle was much. Full.
Oh, now.
No, it was not. Don't be a liar.
Dirty lies.
That shit's strong, though. That is strong. That's true. Strong and delicious. It is dangerous. That's a bad combination for alcohol. All
right, everyone shut up. Announcements. I'm really excited about my topics, and so you guys have to go continue with the announcements. There were some events coming up.
There's an event in Milwaukee coming up, and
don't worry
somewhere else.
What?
There is.
You don't know when?
Nathan can host events again. He's very excited about it.
Yay.
All right, now my topic. Okay.
No one wants to get in the way of your topic right now. It's too dangerous to get in the way of
it. No, I'm not getting in the middle
of it. So I feel like this is very topical because Brian told me it was. I have no idea because I don't read the forums. but I wanted to talk about barriers to entry to War Machine for women specifically.
I like that you put your note on your iPad so it would feel more natural to be looking at it.
Hold it.
Like you're not used to holding a sheet of paper, but having your iPad in your hand.
Very natural.
That's normal.
I work with Post-its a lot, too.
Okay.
So this is how this is going to work. I have three main speaking points. I'm going to do one speaking point and you guys can respond and let me know that I'm right. And then, we'll continue on to the next one. Here's the other thing is these are things that I have noticed. They don't necessarily mean that they're true and I offer no solutions to these problems. I will say that Kim has done a very good job. She has started like the Women of War Machine Facebook group and she has been a strong voice in the community and she's amazing.
My alternate personality is a member of that, by the way.
Brianna.
That terrifies me.
I feel like there is somebody in some video game named Brianna.
Brianna of Tarth.
Brianna Tarth. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a
game. I bet Matt Luss is a member of that Facebook group. He's a member of every if you make a Facebook
he's a member
group,
of all the Facebook groups.
He joins every Facebook
group. Well, how else is he going to get notified so he can like everything posted on the internet?
It is his job.
That's true. I would like to see his feed to see like what nonsense pops up.
I did see an article about a guy who liked everything on Facebook for like a month
and
just
said,
to see
like,
what would
the
happen.
The most extreme things popped up. Yeah. Like, he could only do it for like 4 days.
Yeah, like he had to give up because it was like destroying the world. Like it was all these terrible things kept bombarding him.
Well, I imagine that's Matt, his computer. He's been like, he likes everything every day for the last year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just going to post like super ultra conservative things and like tag Matt in each and every one of them.
To see if he'll like it. It's like the experiment with the monkey that has like the barbed wire mom with the milk and then the soft mom without milk. Yes, they're both terrible choices.
Anywho, my first point
Wait,
is that,
what?
You ever seen that one? It's an experiment talking about,
I've seen the parody on The Simpsons, so I know what he's talking about.
But it was a real experiment to see, like, if affection or nutrients was more important to a developing child, essentially.
Affection.
So they had infant monkey, like, you know, week-old monkeys, and they took them away from their parents, and then they had a cuddly fake mom that was just soft and covered in fur and everything that the monkey could snuggle with, and then, like, a razor wire awful monster that had milk reservoirs, and the monkeys would just starve to death cuddling with the soft one.
Animal abuse.
Hooray. Yay. For science.
So here's the thing, is generally I'm okay with animal testing for medicine.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty shitly... that's not curing cancer or curing AIDS or making people walk. That's just like, let's torture monkeys
let's
till they die.
Let's watch a baby starve to death. Yay.
And even after the first day, maybe we'll get some food at this point. Okay, now it's almost, you know, at some point you got your point across.
But like ethics come into play at some point, hopefully. Anyway, my first one is there aren't any role models that are women in War Machine. So I've thought about this for a couple of weeks now, and this is my theory, is that
Can I interrupt you guys? I want clarification on your statement. Do you mean in the fluff world of War Machine, or do you mean there aren't War Machine players
there
that are known
a
as
a role model, like a person
like
to look up to.
I know the concept of a role model. That didn't answer my question. Does she mean in real life or in the story?
I was going to answer your question.
Thank you. Jeremy opened his stupid mouth. You can answer because you're smart.
Thank you. I mean somebody who is on the top tables at a War Machine weekend or a big event.
So in real world.
Female.
Yeah.
So I have thought about this for...
Keith's pink shirt doesn't count.
Keith doesn't count, although I have suspicions. Sorry, Jackie. my first thought is that there aren't enough women playing. So in order to be at the top table of War Machine, it's just a fact that you need to put in lots and lots of time in order to do that. So if you think about all the people who play War Machine, there are thousands of people who play War Machine. How many people are at the top of their game? 30. So if for every 3,000 guys, there's 30 that are at the top table, that means it's only like a 10% chance.
1%.
1% chance. Thank you.
You didn't have Excel. We'll forgive you.
I did not. I times everything by 100 anyway. That's a fact. So if you only have a 1% chance of getting to the top table anyway, it's because you've put your time and your effort, and only 1% of the population can afford to do that. And so if we had more women who just played in general.
Right, like if there's only 20 women, you're not even reaching 1% of that being a person.
Right. Yeah,
you would need 100 women to have a reasonable chance of there being one.
Right.
So I think that's a problem, because if you enter the game of War Machine and you look around and you're a woman and you're like, okay, well, who else is here with me? So there are, I think, 20 people.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to stop it. Wow.
Katie's corner is over. It's been deemed irrelevant.
My phone's like, a dame's talking. I don't care.
So if, you know, there are 20 women who, let's say, show up for War Machine weekend, of the women that you know, the roles that they're playing aren't necessarily even playing War Machine. So there's Kim. She's amazing. She runs events. She doesn't actually play in War Machine. There's Meg, the painter, who's amazing. She doesn't actually play in War Machine. So even if you get into the game and you look at the women role models, they are showing you ways to be an active member in the community that don't involve playing the game. And that's not bad, because these women are excelling, and that's amazing. That's beautiful. But it does discourage you from going into the game as a competitive player, and does encourage you into going into the fluffier aspects of the game.
Not to be bio-truthy or butter or whatever, but how much of that might be just women's interests different than men's interests? We have a lot of anecdotes people talk about, oh, my wife / girlfriend / fiance loves painting my models.
Sure.
But never actually plays the game or whatever. Like, right. I'm in that situation. Right? Lena loves painting them. I would have to rip out her teeth to get her to even consider playing the game.
Yeah.
I don't think that would increase her odds.
I don't think it would either.
Threaten to? Maybe there's an analogy in there somewhere. You know what I mean? She'd rather that's it. She would rather I rip out her teeth than play the game.
So, and that's a thing, too, is, like, men and women do have different interests, and that's acceptable, too. But at some point, like, if you look at people who play video games, there are thousands of women who play video games, and they play the actual game. They're not just designing the armor or designing the world. And so one of the things that I think the community struggles with is getting women to actually play the game. And I think that if more women played, it would get more women. And I don't know how to fix that, because you need that first 100 to start playing to begin with in order for it to happen.
And the other thing is, because War Machine, and just this is somewhat related, like, because War Machine is a split up meta, there aren't 1,000 people in one place. There are, what, we're a big meta, and we have, what, 50 or 60 people that we see on any kind of regular basis?
Right.
And so, like, it's actually a much smaller group that you need more than one woman in to encourage other women to want to show up.
So your point kind of leads me, unless you guys want to further discuss this particular aspect.
I keep holding in sexist comments, so if I just pass out over ditto. Here.
Like, I wanted to be funny sexist. But
I'm trying not to, because in one of our live streams yesterday, I was so sexist, Chad almost walked away. He was so offended by the things I was saying. So I'm just holding everything in.
Also, because I'm holding a good point.
Let's wait till the end for the sexist comment.
Also, you basically just stated a fact. There aren't any internationally known top players that are female. That's a fact.
There's no Danica Patrick.
Really,
No, there is not.
Well, still no top players in NASCAR.
That was, thank you.
High five.
I don't know what you guys just said. They were words.
She's a female NASCAR driver, and I use driver with quotation marks around it because I'm being sexist.
Yes.
And also, accurate. I'm biting my tongue, because I think I have what I think is the big reason, but I'm guessing it'll be one of the other two, because you said you had three, so I'm preventing myself from just saying, I think blah, in case it's topical.
He doesn't want to Jeremy you.
Okay,
Jeremy's looking at the list directly.
I've read the list already.
So he can be...
I'm being good. I'm holding in
you're
my comments.
You're extremely careful today. You're on guard right now. Is what you are.
So anyway...
I don't blame you.
Topic number two is social structure. So one of the things that I noticed that started this whole thought process for me was the social structure. And not that this is any fault, but it plays into Nathan's point that women have different interests than men. So when I go to War Machine on Wednesdays, and I want to talk to Troll Jeff. Troll Jeff knows everything about video games. Guess who doesn't give a damn about video games? I don't. You guys have all played it, so you guys all have a common interest with Jeff that you can immediately talk about. So when you're spending 2 hours with one person, playing a game, if you have a common interest, it's easy to connect with that person and it's easy to be make friendships. I think that for women, it is harder because my interests include like dogs and cross stitching and whatever else they may include.
Baking.
So baking. Sorry. I actually
she really actually likes baking. I like baking. The best part is she actually likes baking.
I have a new
like
banana baking. Bread recipe I found that's really good. We should share secrets.
We should
share. I like there's a little cinnamon in it. I think that's what makes it pop.
I have a pumpkin roll recipe that's really good.
Awesome.
Anywho. But my point is there aren't topics that come to light quite as easily. So, you know, Brian and I get along really, really well. We have one topic in common, really, that I'm not going to discuss. That's mine. The rest of it's mine.
We have one topic.
But I needed that.
Well, I don't know that if it would be embarrassing for you.
Oh, yes. I'm not sure what it is, but yes, it would be. I don't know.
So there's something that Brian and I have bonded over.
We'll go with board games. We'll say you and Brian bonded over.
All right, we'll say board games, yes.
But
now I'm on guard. You should be.
But it's not something that you would talk to somebody with on the first meeting unless you were both of the same sex. And so I think that's a big barrier is even though I got into this game because I really like the social aspect, but unfortunately there are a lot of people that I just can't find any common ground with. And part of it is because the type of person that this game draws to, whether we like to admit it or not, are people who are a little bit introverted. I'm super extroverted, which one turns people off, and I'm a girl, which can turn people off.
It's super intimidating for an extroverted girl to pop up in War Machine Night. Like, I've seen Katie terrify some of the new people that come on Wednesday nights.
I terrify people in general. Like, I've tried talking to other girls who I can tell that I'm intimidating them just because I'm talking at them so much.
We're all a little scared of her right now. We know her. I mean, let's be honest.
When somebody seems like they are nervous,
I'm just going to pour her more booze. Thank you. This is great.
When they seem like they're nervous around me, is to talk more, which for an introvert is the exact opposite reaction that I should be having. But it does prove my point that like if you don't have something in common with people, it's really hard to connect and stay part of a community. And so I think that women struggle with that more than men, just because there are more men, and so there are less. More or it's less likely that you're going to have something in common, at least on the surface, for just like polite talk to get to know somebody.
I definitely agree with that. I think even the social for guy, like when we're down there on a Wednesday night and there's 20 people down there, I can chat with all of them. You know, it's because we all obviously we all have the War Machine as a general topic. We all have mm-hmm. either some kind of movie or maybe it's a TV show or there's some cross reference. And as you talk to them more, I might know like, these four players, and then after a couple of discussions, I'll know, okay, actually, these four people I have even the least amounts. Like, I ignore those four because, you know, they're there, but whatever. But it's still, there's still, at least there's a wider base where...
Well, and I think because there are safe assumptions of other things that... If you talk to 100 War Machine players, 99% of them will have certain topics that they're all fans of. Like, they're all going to have read a goddamn comic book or gone and seen the Avengers or whatever. Like, because
I haven't done either of those things.
And that's the thing, because that's exactly my point.
You're with us.
Because we're playing a nerd game, so we're probably nerds, so right. We probably do other nerd activities to boil it down. And I think that the issue is that nerddom has been... That variety of it has been very male-centric in general, and so guys read comic books, and guys go and watch Spider-Man movies and stuff like that, and even girls with more nerdy interests don't necessarily still do that. They're kind of more closeted nerds, and I don't know how much that is, because like the Mean Girls aesthetic, you know, where like girls have to be girls or whatever.
So one of my good friends at work, I've probably never read a comic book. I have read one, because Andy loaned me one, and I didn't enjoy it. You loaned me a Spider-Man book.
Last Hunt, probably.
Yes, Last Hunt.
Yeah, Last Hunt, yeah.
And I kind of read it, and it was okay. But I'm not a comic guy. Like, I just didn't do anything. And I told you that. I was like, it was good enough, but I just not a comic guy. A good friend of mine at work, and you've been Aaron, a good friend of mine at work loves comics. Like, she loves comics so much that she was the first person that told me about the whole Kindle app where you can, like, before Brian knew about the Kindle app that you can read comics, she told me about it.
Yeah.
And then Brian mentioned it. I was like, oh, it's kind of funny that I already knew that, but I don't read comics, so it doesn't matter. But she's, like, super into comics. She has Avengers stuff, like, old school Avengers stuff she bought off eBay in her office at work. She loves all that shit. So I've been like, oh, you should come out to War Machine because there are people with similar interests. She has zero interest in a tabletop war game.
Right.
Like, that's the problem, is a lot of girls may have one niche interest that would fit in with the nerd stuff, but they don't have the other. So, like, some of these girls that come out, they like War Machine, but all of their other interests are girl-related things. And so they don't have... It's not the same as a guy, it seems like. It seems like a lot of times the girls have more of a niche nerd interest.
Yeah.
Even if it's out there, even if it's something they're comfortable with.
So, after a while, it gets into me having fun with people that I like, to me talking about interests that have... no bearing whatsoever in my life and I don't know anything about, and I end up feeling a little bit excluded, not because people are being exclusive, but because their interests are just different than mine.
Because they're talking about Star Trek and you're like, I don't know, a Spock from a hole in the ground.
And I don't care.
Right.
Like, that's the thing.
Right. Spock's and you're allowed not to care. But that's what I was saying, was that there's that assumption. It's a relatively safe assumption. Like Jeremy said, he's exception to the rule with the not having comics. And as I pointed out, like, it's not 100% overlap.
But
you
can
safely assume that your average War Machine player has seen Star Wars movies, reads comic books, blah, 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 because that's the culture that they're in.
Yes.
And that's the female overlap into those cultures isn't as cookie cutter
overlap.
There's
also, to me, I think a passion level where even if there's a topic that maybe is somewhat interesting, people will sometimes when you get two guys talking about something, they want to like not say, well, they just can go like, you know, deeper and deeper and deeper topic, where maybe you're interested in 5%, but you know they don't stop. They don't, because it's a passion. It's a passion.
It defines them.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So it's like, yes, I read Mouse. It was a good comic. And then Nathan's like, well, let's talk about like this aspect of it and what the
there's a mouse con going on next week.
Well, you know what
I
mean?
A mouse con would be the most depressing thing ever.
It would be.
Do you know what Mouse is?
It's a dog. It's Harry Dresden's dog.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, we'll go with that, as opposed to being a Schindler's List style documentary of the Holocaust.
No, but here's the thing. So
a mouse convention would just be terrible.
It would be.
Just be a Holocaust convention.
On the other hand, there are girls that get very passionate.
I know people would love that.
As a counterpoint, when we went to an event that we didn't invite Nathan to because we're bad friends, and we went to see The Last Unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
Katie was...
So I was so happy. I made so many friends.
I'm sure it was great.
The author of The Last Unicorn was there. And so it drew out like the true crazies. Like, yeah. Katie had no idea that people defined their lives around The Last Unicorn, which is a true statement, as it turns out.
And Red Bull tattoos and like, everything. Yeah.
Like, well, like, they came in wearing, like, unicorn things and, like, dressed as things that I had never even heard of because they're not stuff that our community gets into. And I met some people that, like, I could share a passion over and get to know. And there was one girl who's super cool. We hung out with her a lot. But
she was the least extreme of all of them. That's why you got along with her. But anyway, my point is that there are girls that get super, super into that stuff, but they tend to congregate around things that other girls are also involved in.
That are stereotypical girls.
Like Last Unicorn is very stereotypically female.
Yeah.
Like Nathan really loves it, which is fine, and there were other guys there, but like it's stereotypically female.
Well, obviously, if there's a bunch of girls there, Nathan would be like, hey, baby.
Young girls, some of them, too.
So, but that actually brings me to my next point, is like part of the social structure is like stereotypical roles. So...
Is this the third official point?
No, this is not. This is part.
Okay,
this is.
This is a sub-point of the second one.
Sub-point of social structure.
Okay.
So one of the things that I felt when I first started was the pressure, and not because any one of these fine gentlemen put this pressure on me, just like a general thing. I know, I'm being so nice. that because you're surrounded by men and that you hear them talk about women, like people who play War Machine or are going to gravitate towards War Machine are going to be naturally competitive. And so like one of the things that I felt obligated to do was to be a little bit more sexual. And I ended up showing up to a tournament inappropriately dressed one time. And
to
it
be
was
fair,
a mistake.
It would have been an appropriate outfit for certain activities. It was a dress.
It was a dress.
But you remember the
she
event.
Wasn't in like a dominatrix outfit. She was, outfit.
Yeah,
she was just in a sexy dress.
You make it sound worse than it was.
I was in a summer dress, which was very low cut, and it was very cute. And it would
and
be.
You made that 12-year-old's day.
Probably his whole week.
He lost that game.
He did.
But he was
he
happy.
Had his first special dream about you.
Jesus very creepy. But regardless, like there's just because you hear because of how women are portrayed and because you're in a male dominated place, like men aren't going to change how they speak about women because one woman is present, maybe a little bit but not a lot, and so you feel a little bit competitive to be the best at whatever it is that they're talking about. And one thing that is very important for women and men is social stature. And for women, what we're taught for social stature is one of the things that you have to be is sexually appealing. And so regardless of whether or not a specific man is saying it or feeling it, that's pressure that is felt within the community. And I've seen other women succumb to it on a regular basis at events. And it's very disheartening for somebody like me who went through it once and is like, okay, I learned my lesson, to see repeat offenders. But then, you know what I mean? And so it just further degrades women in the minds of men who are playing this game as somebody who isn't a peer, but somebody who is to be ogled. and that's a fact.
Offshooting from that, not the sexual part of it, but just the social status part of it, is I do wonder, and this may or not be a further point, I still don't know, I'm on uncharted waters, how often a woman comes to War Machine, starts playing, hyper-competitive game, you know, because of, you know, title design, rule set, blah, 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 feels the need to prove that a woman can be good and just burns out overcompensating for trying to prove, oh, well, women can be just as good, as opposed to just playing the game and enjoying the game and trying to improve at a natural, quote-unquote, natural pace like a guy has the leisure of doing.
And the thing is, a lot of people lose a lot early in their War Machine. Like, everyone, in my opinion.
And if you're losing to a guy as a girl, like, there's an added stigma because you're like, well, that's because women can't play a game, bro.
Because that's the thing, is guys are going to deal with losing a lot of times, which is hard anyway. It's hard on anybody to lose a bunch of time. But a girl's going to deal with losing 100 games, and then after 30 of those 100 games, hearing somebody in the background go, well, of course she lost. She's a woman.
Yeah.
Like, on top of just losing those 100 games that we all had to lose, and like, that's the barrior to entry for War Machine.
Well, and
for
then
anybody.
I would imagine that even though when she starts getting wins, oh, you let her win.
Oh, you let her win because she's a girl.
You didn't, but you know.
But you say that because you just lost to a girl. And now your ego is tied up in the fact that a guy lost to a girl. And
that's like, actually 2. C is the power structure of the social dating.
How many letters does 2 have before we get to 3?
Just C.
Okay, we're on to C. I segued us into C.
Nice. High five. Is I think men play harder against, so they can play easier or
like
harder,
an erect penis.
Yeah, against women because either they want to play easier because they're going to hurt her feelings, or they're going to play harder because they can't lose to a girl. One of the two things. Either way, she's not getting the same game that another man would get.
I'm always like, you know, I always like make sure she understands. I'm doing this now. Do you know what that means? Okay, I cast a spell. Do you know what that means?
Because that's not insulting.
Yeah, I just talk slow to them. pretend they're from their cleaning person.
And make sure you maintain all eye contact. You know, don't look at anywhere else, just at the eyes.
This status effect is called fire, like on an oven where you should be.
That's how it's usually explained to me, and they go, "Oh, what?" So anyway, moving on to 3, one of the ways that women are introduced, in the same way I was introduced to War Machine, I'm not saying it's bad, is but through a relationship. So their significant other plays War Machine.
Mm. Can I say one thing real quick? I also, when it comes to playing against the girl, you can sometimes tell if the girl is playing because she's honestly interested in the game, or she's playing because her boyfriend just bugged her enough to play.
Yes.
And it's, I always try, and I definitely try, I mean, because you can tell.
It's just the later kind. In our small meta, we have a couple of the other kind that have showed up a couple times.
Yeah. So it's always, it's always, and that's where it gets more challenging.
Not currently, because we currently have 0 female players.
Well, they stopped coming. Yeah. But like,
no, Casey came.
Yeah, I guess.
Casey actually plays and, you know, enjoys the game, and actually, I mean,
we'll have Jackie again next year.
Yeah. And the thing that's unusual about
Casey. Public.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. They announced it on their last episode.
The thing that's unusual about Casey that I really like is, yes, she found the game through her spouse, theoretically, but they also both started playing within, what, a month of each other?
Yeah.
Like, they have a very similar skill set, whereas what you often see is, oh, I've been playing this game for years. Here's this girl I started dating that I'm going to drag into the War Machine community,
which is super hard.
That was always the worst in your D&D club.
Yeah, that works for every game out there is when you bring, quote-unquote, your girlfriend or boyfriend to the D&D group.
Well, here's the thing that I hate about that is when the girl is better than the guy.
Well, that happens.
Like, I have...
that happened. Number one, it happened right here.
But I've witnessed it in person where the girl is doing just fine.
Oh, man, that was
the
annoying.
Guy comes up and he's like, oh, no, baby, you should be doing this. And then he just straight loses the game for her. And it's embarrassing. And she feels like shit because she lost the game. And it's because of him. It's because he was an idiot. So not only does she lose confidence in herself because she just lost a game, but she loses confidence not because of her ability, but because of his ability.
I almost had to, like, Katie was having a teaching game with this girl.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I almost had to pull Katie off of that guy. Like, I thought she was going to kill him. Like, the guy walks over to this game they're in the middle of, proceeds to shit all over her game and lose it for her, and then says how he likes to play a tight game, which made me want to punch him in the face because he was a jackass.
Because he wasn't playing a tight game. He was playing a risky thing that wouldn't have worked in a million years.
Yeah. And so then she lost, and then he was like, well, you know, that happens. By the way, I'm playing in this tournament over here if you want to come watch. And, like, I thought Katie was just going to kill him. I thought Katie was going to kill him. Because it was literally like he walked over in between rounds, and this guy was not winning his rounds. Like, he was not doing well. But yeah.
Like obviously, he lost to Katie.
So, so, I mean, that's another power dynamic that's in between. Like, not only do they have the power dynamic of guys that they don't know very well, but guys that they know intimately well who want them, quite frankly, to be worse players than they are. Because in a relationship, stereotypically, and this is not every relationship, mind you, the guy wants to be better at competitive, warlike things than the girl.
Guy wants to be better than at everything.
Everything. Everything.
Men are trained to be better than everyone at anything, and if we aren't, we're failures.
This is not only a war game, this is an intelligence game. And if a woman is better than you, if your girlfriend is better than you at this game, she's smarter than you. But guess what? Most successful racial relationships, the woman is fucking smarter than you. Like, that's just a fact. That's a researched fact.
Again.
Proven example.
And so it just sucks for me to see that because I am super extroverted. I don't really like people. Like, I...
You can stop there.
Yeah, that was a complete sentence.
Like, I have, from a young age, made a boys against girls thing. And not that I am by any means, like, super manly girl because I love skirts and I like shaving my legs when I have to wear a skirt. Not normally, because it's a pain in the ass.
Same with Jeremy.
Whenever I wear a skirt, I shave my legs.
But by God, I think women are, in general, very, very, very smart and powerful, and they need to experience that, and to see them be downtrodden by somebody who's just a fucking asshat, who they're not even going to be with, who is ruining their lives, drives me nuts.
How do you really feel about it?
That's a fact.
Would you like another Tim Tam?
So 3B. 3B. There's a B.
So 3B. And this will actually play into Jackie and Keith as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
Not so. So 3B is also something that happens in relationships. So if a relationship is successful and they get married and they have children, who stays at home with the kid?
Keith.
Well, Keith in this situation, like I said, I had suspicions.
He is very excited about this.
He is.
If I had suspicions, I'm surprised that he's not the one not pregnant. Or he's the one pregnant, not pregnant. But if a girl breaks up, or a guy breaks up with his girlfriend, who was introduced to the game through their significant other, who gets the war machine community upon breakup?
I will say we had a guy and a girl, or a guy who played War Machine, and this is more your previous point, but basically he brought his girlfriend in, and he was bad at the game, and she brought her in. After two games, we realized that she could actually be like legitimately good. And after like the third time, we're like, man, can she just come and he not come? Like, how do we keep her and not him?
Someone sounds familiar.
Here, Jeremy still is.
It was repeated here too. But no, I see what you're saying. But exactly, the guy. It's a. I think
and then they both just stopped showing up, yeah. And I wonder how much that was pressure by him because he was failing at it It might not have been. I mean, they could have just moved to New Hampshire for all I know. But
that's not a breakup, what we were saying. I mean, it's just
similar-ish. But when people break up, they tend to not be involved in each other's social lives or social circles. Like, they tend to split the social circle up.
Because later on, it's just awkward when you're showing up at Wednesday night.
And you're both there. And so, like, what winds up happening, like she says, the guy winds up getting that group of friends.
So that's one less woman in War Machine.
Katie? Just know, Katie, you're in.
Yeah, we choose you.
It's been discussed for pretty much everybody up to and including my family has told me that if Katie and I ever split up for some reason, they're keeping her. My own parents. Told me that.
Well, to be fair, they have four boys. They need a girl.
Five boys.
Four other boys.
Yeah, other boys.
Or four guys and Jeremy.
And, you know, there's plenty of other single men in our War Machine community, so, you know. We'll look out for you.
No, I've met her community. It's not a...
Yeah.
But the other thing is, too, like, what happens when it's a successful relationship? Like, Casey started showing up, and now, you know, Jackie's an integral part of the community, and she's having a child. What happens if Casey has a child? Who's staying home with that child? Like, your friend John, like, his wife, I see a lot less often than I see John, just because, stereotypically, who stays home with the kid?
Yeah, that's true.
I see Keith Hooks a lot.
Yeah,
See Jen once a year.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I'm not saying that what they have worked out isn't working for them, because it might be, and that might be the right way to go. I'm just saying stereotypically.
It cuts down on the women in the community.
It cuts down on the women in the community. Because I don't have time to focus on War Machine. I have to focus on my children, and that's
most important. To be fair, when they have a kid, usually you lose both for the year, and then at some point the guy's one who comes back first, obviously. That's a trend.
Yeah, definitely. Well, kind of broke that trend is our friend Sean. We haven't seen him in, like, years.
Well, our friend Sean, he had a schedule. He was one of the guys who's like, he got the job. It's like a clock went off. He's like, he turned a certain age, and he suddenly started with the online thing. And just,
each age had a goal. Yeah, he had a goal.
He became a very structured family. He was the American dream, sort of follow this route. And I don't even know if he was happily
married. 2.7 children at the age of 34.
Yeah, he did all those things, and that's his life now. So I don't know. He's one. You know.
And I mean, and you do lose guys that way too, but it's less common.
It's just less likely than a woman. Like, if you're going to compare the two. Yeah. So anyway, obviously this is a topic that I'm very passionate about, even though I have pretty much, I know it's
You didn't surprising. Bring up what no. I think is the most driving reason, which is that...
Well, these were reasons that you might not think of.
Gotcha. Okay.
What was your most driving
reason? The fact that the nerd community in general and the nerd industry in general treats women like absolute shit and doesn't want them.
Well, there's that too, but I think
is so fucking frustrating.
This is talking about something in journalism, you know?
Yes. No, not even that.
I feel like that's different than the War Machine community, though. As a whole, the War Machine community has been very accepting. However, I will say that I still get treated a lot of times like I am nothing more than something to look at.
Well, only by Crump, though. Because he doesn't even
forget. To be fair, Crump can't be bothered to remember her name.
I am, which is insulting on a whole different level.
Crump didn't know who she was at all. And this was like a few months ago, this year. And then he walked away, and then one of the news guys was like, that's Jeremy's wife. Which is even funnier because they didn't say that's Katie from Crippled System. Arguably a more famous member of the podcast than me.
Arguably?
Yeah. Yeah. I think women aren't hated. I think it's a myth. There's the dregs of every group that hate women.
I'm not talking about hate, like, misogynistically. I'm talking about the industry itself. Like, it doesn't act like it wants them. You know, like, my favorite example currently was Guardians of the Galaxy was the first of the Marvel films to be written by a woman. The head writer. Like, the script is by a woman.
And it was an amazing movie.
And it has a strong female character. Gamora's a strong one of the heroes.
It's got a strong
female as well. Let me
finish this one sentence, though. She ain't on any of the merchandise. No. You go buy a Guardians of the Galaxy t-shirt, you'll see Rocket, Groot, Star-Lord, and Drax.
Yeah.
She's not on that fucking t-shirt, because why would you want a woman on your t-shirt? You're a dude, obviously, because you went to a Marvel movie.
Most shirts I buy don't have the written, not to defend that, but I mean, most shirts don't have written by on the,
my point is...
The female character.
The female character.
Oh, sorry.
Gamora, she's not going to be on there. Right. Like, she just isn't.
Well, who was the guy who did Firefox?
Firefly.
Joss Whedon. He made a point, he made a speech, I think. Why do you write strong women? Speech. Because, what do you mean, why do I write strong women? Why do you write strong men? Why is it a strong woman just because she's talking about something other than who she's with?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was at like
that's a different industry.
And it's such a dumb question. Yeah.
And it's so funny because I was raised in an environment where fuck men, you are going to take care of yourself, and...
Oh, I was excited by the first part. I didn't realize.
Yeah. I was like, man,
I like your society.
Where do you grow up? I guess we're all moving
to Bourbonnais.
We're all moving to Bourbonnais. My mom was an anomaly in Bourbonnais. You can trust me on that one. And men are accessories, which isn't the right way to approach things, but it is, like, men aren't accessories, but neither are women. And you know what? You take care of yourself first, and then you maybe find a man who makes you happy sometimes. Like, well, not sometimes, all the time, because you're fucking worth it. Like, but a lot of women that I met, their whole focal point is men.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, like, that's what they're raised by. Like,
right, and that's the thing.
The university I went to literally had something like...
It's called Mrs. Degree.
80% of the applicants were women, but they tried to keep it balanced 50-50 men and women. So... It's categorically, provably true that the men are dumber than the women because they had to accept further down the applicant pool for men to get an even split of men and women at my university. It was only a 2,000-person university.
How you got in?
And every yes, probably. So every class of 500, every freshman 500 had 250 men and 250 women. And they had 80% of the applicants were women. So they had the cream of women, and then they had people like me for men. And the men were still pretty smart, but like the great thing, the hilarious thing was, by junior year, most of those women were barely, like, they weren't top of their classes, they weren't setting the grade curve, they were only interested in the relationship. And it was like, they're provably the smartest people in the room, and the top four people in any given class were all men.
Yeah.
And it was like, how does that even happen? How is that even possible? And it's because what they're told is important is getting a man.
Well, that's the only reason they exist.
That's why they. That's what they're for. That's why they went to school. It's why their parents paid for them to go to a good university, so they could get a good man.
And then have a baby and stay at home and raise that man's child. Because that's been the social norm forever. And so it's hard. But yeah.
Well, how many people have asked you when we're having kids?
Oh, God. So many.
Like, everyone asks us when we're having kids, including people who have kids, like that are our age. They're like, oh, you must be having children.
We assumed Malcolm was a test child.
Yeah, a lot of people
is my child. You know who is actually my child? Fuma. I really liked her, but he doesn't like cats. That's so true. We settled on Malcolm.
I have a couple of coworker who's married, and him and his wife, they have no interest in getting a kid, and they're always like, yeah, we get so much pressure by people. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you just if you'd had one, you'd understand or whatever. No, they just don't want kids.
People at my work. I'll be at like a meeting will wrap up and like we'll be streaming out, and I'll be standing next to someone who's like happens to not be 21, which is rare at my company. But I'll be standing next to someone who's 23 and has a kid, because of course. And they'll be like, well, when are you and your wife having kids? It's like, first of all, I don't know. I barely know you. We just happen to be in a meeting, so fuck off. Second of all, maybe never. Maybe none of your business.
And let's just not like forget about the people who can't have kids.
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
Offensive that question is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My cousin's adopting right now, so yeah.
And right? Some people are like, when are you guys going to have a baby? When are you going to be pregnant?
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. How about I punch you in the face?
I've had several friends who can't have children for various reasons, and it's like when people ask them that question, it's very hurtful.
Yeah.
I hate any kind of social norm that's forced on people's throat.
Well,
I hate
that's it. True too. But
we have a good friend of the podcast that had troubles having kids too, and that's I'm sure they got harassed on a daily basis.
Well, yeah,
and people saying it weren't thinking they were harassing. They thought they were just being, hey, so you guys gonna have kids? You know, not knowing that they'd been trying and failing, and you know, I mean,
right?
Oh, thanks for just grinding that glass into my face.
Yeah. Well, and like you said with Malcolm, like you said with Malcolm, like I had when we told people we were getting Malcolm, like the next question, I don't know if you got this, but the next question I got from everybody was, oh, so you guys are gonna have a kid in about a year? Then
I will admit that was some of the
and
first.
You were one of the people that asked.
Yeah. Well, I made that joke immediately.
I have a friend who can conceive and then can't carry, so she has miscarriages quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, like, how devastating is that for her?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, do we have
to brighten up the topic slightly? Yeah. The captain had said that his daughters stand in front of the green Christmas tree lights and call themselves Gamora.
Well, good for them.
Good for them.
So, what the fuck is he doing watching this?
Because the very first thing I asked about your role model thing with question one, and this ties into what I was saying about the industry hating women, is like the Hawkeye Initiative is one of my favorite things, which is people take Hawkeye, or they take those super sexualized pictures on like the covers of comic books and stuff, mm-hmm. where like, you know, Wonder Woman's just shoving her thonged ass at the camera, and they redraw it with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Because they look really stupid when it's a dude doing it, and that's the point of the show, it's a woman. And War Machine's better than this at most things, but Sorsha's still wearing goddamn high heels.
Yep.
You know?
All right, well, she might be short. I wear high heels all the time.
Are you off times in combat to your death against armed warriors?
Have you played with Sorsha? She doesn't really care that much.
Yeah.
Well, just icy gaze and people turn to ice.
But just to put it in perspective, there is a fan service model every year at Gen Con.
Yeah. And people are saying they need to have a beefcake guy. They need to have some sexy, you know, whatever.
Gun
doesn't matter who it is.
With a shirt off.
Well, here's the other thing about women in high heels.
You like that, Andy?
No.
It's just a symbol of power. If you see a girl wearing high heels walking down the street and a girl wearing flats walking down the street, who do you assume has more authority? The woman wearing high heels. I don't know why that is, but I know it's the reason I wear high heels.
I was the one with the bigger breasts.
That's what my dominatrix says.
You owe me $1.
How many wallets?
Anywho, obviously this is a subject I'm very passionate about.
It's a valid thing.
Well, I think that War Machine is
ahead. You're very passionate. It's your time of month, so you're all excited.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
Brian won't be on next podcast because he'll be in traction.
Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you?
Anyway, I think that War Machine is better
right
than
now.
A lot of...
I don't know if it'd be better or worse if he was right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
He's wrong, for the record.
I don't
That makes it worse.
I don't have any...
$5 is
$5.
Fine. $5. Store that for me, baby.
Just a walking,
that's my walking purse.
I'm a walking purse. Excellent.
I think War Machine is better than, I do expect that back, than other communities, obviously, like the whole reporter thing. Games. And I think video games are actually like a cesspool of terrible people.
Yeah.
Or at least ones that speak very loudly.
Yeah, that's part of the problem.
And part of the reason that a lot of the video game community is online.
Yes.
You know, not only the blogs talking about stuff, but the actual games. If I'm playing War Machine against somebody, I can see him, and he's 4 feet away. By definition, he's 4 feet away from me. If I'm playing Call of Duty against somebody, I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. I'm never going to see them. And Penny Arcade has the great thing, their greater dickbag theory, which is average person plus anonymity equals complete shithead.
Yep.
And that's all you have on the internet is anonymity, which I'm pronouncing wrong, and I don't know why. I know the word in my head. But they're all going to be shitheads. And so that's why it's part of a cesspool. It's like, if I'm playing War Machine against Andy, I can't just talk about raping his mother to death the entire time without consequences.
Without consequences.
That's all those 13-year-olds fucking do on Xbox Live.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the internet. It just brings up, people say the stupidest things, and they don't even mean it, but it's so easy to say it. And so it's funny because you know you're going to rise out of someone. So it creates this other layer.
But the more you say it, even if you don't believe it the first time, the 100th time you say it, you believe it.
And I think that's the major thing that was about the whole scandal about cheating too, is just people jumping down the offender's throat.
There's a difference between I think this person cheated and here's what I see and here's my opinions on it. Well, really good start. I think it possibly was unintentional. Let me explain why. Versus that guy's a fucker and I'm going to kill him and I'm going to kill his family and I'm going to send messages to his family saying I'm going to kill him and kill his family.
The thing is, I was so shocked because the Women of War Machine Facebook Club, which women should join because there are lots of women that I'm sure are going to come out of the cracks.
Matt left to let you in the group.
Yes. One of the things that they were saying, I see out of things mostly, I don't go to the forums very often, is they were like, they're getting death threats for cheating on a game. Like, that's not humanly correct. That's not something
people go to death threats too easily now, and they don't realize that it can be taken kind of seriously. Because it's a death threat.
Yeah,
it's a death threat.
Well, it's not just that.
Something said in the heat of passion. Like, when you're having an argument, and you're like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Like, you can read my emotion, and you know who I am, and there's a difference in that. And guess what? If you end up dead, the police are going to come look at me and you're like, you give them a death threat.
I use the phrase, I'm going to kill you at least 100 times a year. And I've only tried to follow through on it once accidentally. But typically, but on the internet, you have no context.
But you have no context. And the other thing is, like, you have time to think about it and write about it. And so it's not something that's said in the heat of passion anymore.
Yeah,
it's
you're sitting there and you're like, do I want to slash her throat? Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and send her that email, so I'm going to slash her throat. And by the way, I know where you live. Here's your address.
Yeah.
Which is fucking creepy, by the way. Like, creepy, creepy. Maybe you should get a life creepy.
Yeah. How dare you say that? I'm going to slash your throat.
Whoa.
Yeah, you are.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. That appears to be like the quickest way to shut somebody down from even stalking. That would be, they would just like be done.
So anyway,
all right.
I think that women.
So these are all great tips for keeping women out of the War Machine community.
These are all great tips.
Doing a great job, guys.
I think that women should be a larger part of the community. And like I said, I don't really offer any solutions other than trying to find common ground with women and trying to forge friendships other than like, hey, I really like that video game. You like that video game?
Treat them like a human being. Try to find the overlaps. You know, like you said, you had your examples like, well, you know, I don't have all the same interests you guys. I like dogs and board games. I like fucking dogs. Sorry, let's change that sentence. I fucking, as an exclamatory, not as an actual verb, I like dogs. I like board games, you know? So, like, it may not have the overlap, but if you put the effort into it, and you don't have to do a condescending way, like, oh, she's a woman. She probably doesn't like video games. Let me see. So, sweetie, do you like knitting? I can pretend to like knitting. You know, she's a human being with interests.
Ask her about Twilight or Harry Potter. That's your most safe bet.
Team Jacob, Team Edward, you know?
The thing is, you see both kinds, because the other thing you see is, oh, my God, it's a girl playing War Machine. I'm going to hit on her.
Yeah.
Which is also not helpful, for
the
record.
Here's the other thing. Okay, you see a girl playing War Machine. Let's say she literally has an army. Maybe it's nicely painted. You'll go, hey, nice army.
Sure.
And that's what you want to mean. But you're like, man, if I go up there and say, hey, nice army, is she going to think, hey, the guy's hitting on me, when I really just meant, hey, nice army?
Right.
Probably not, by the way. Yeah. Like, I don't assume.
Well, I say, hey, nice army. I mean,
here's the thing.
It would look good in your vagina.
Here's the thing that I have thought my entire life, and Jeremy tells me I'm wrong. I think people are nice people. I think people just give each other compliments all the time. Jeremy tells me that's a form of hitting on someone when he gives them a compliment.
Depends on the person.
Women don't usually think that just because you're being nice, you're hitting on them.
Right. Well, I can watch Nath walk up to a random girl and say things to them. I'm like, man, I think she should slap him. But she doesn't. And I know I can't say the same nice compliment, even if it's a thing about something, and not have it taken as, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
It's all in tone, Brian.
Yeah, but my tone is, hey. That's just my tone.
You should work on your tone. Just go up and say, how you doing?
Yeah. And it's also, you go up to a girl at a convention, and I say, hey, nice army. It comes out fine. And then her boyfriend's like, hey, wait a minute. That's my girlfriend you're talking. And it's like, or they don't just say that, but you sometimes get this weird, like, overbearing vibe from the guy.
That is the flip side, by the way. It's something that I noticed at War Machine Weekend and was a little disappointed in. So War Machine Weekend this year had a lot more women than last year. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I noticed.
It's like doubled because there were seven.
Yeah.
How were there 3.5 last year?
I was there.
When you not have legs? Are you a midget? Like, how are you half a person?
She only was in the convention hall for half of the event.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with the surgery ended in January, but that's fine.
To be a woman? Or to have the
that
legs?
That was a joke.
Please explain more.
Jeremy was so disappointed after that.
Anywho, go ahead.
Anywho, there were a lot more women, but almost all of the women that were there that weren't there in previous years were there attached to the guy, which is fine. I met some really cool, like, and this is terrible. Now I forgot her name, even though I was on the podcast with her cool girlfriend. Ashley?
Ashley is girlfriend.
Okay. But
they're
his friend.
Out.
Anyway, his friend. So
they don't have labels.
Whatever.
Jeremy.
Ashley was cool. And I hung out with Ashley, and Ashley and I were on Your Turn
she
Go.
She wasn't belligerent.
Which got wrecked because they lost their audio, so no one will ever hear it. But her and I were, like, being belligerent towards the Your Turn Go guys and having fun, and it was a blast. And I hope that was Ashley. I was really drunk. I think it was Ashley that was on Your Turn Go with. But anyway, she was really cool. But she pretty much hung around Cool Kurt the whole time. And part of that is she doesn't know the community, which is understandable.
Right.
And part of it is she knows Kurt. And so those two things together are going to drive her to hang out around Kurt more. But it's unfortunate because then that means that she gets spoken of as Cool Kurt's girlfriend as opposed to as Ashley.
Right.
And the same was true. A gal was there with JVM, and her name, I learned her name, too, and I don't remember because I was really drunk that night. But she also hung around JVM a lot. And then also, JVM would be doing whatever, and he'd come back to check on whatever she was doing. And so you just, people that already knew Jake, their impression was, oh, there's Jake plus one.
Right.
Also, by the way, she was way cooler. She was super funny.
She was very funny. Actually, she was the one I was in Your Turn Go with. Ashley, I chatted with separately outside the podcast.
She was on her episode of Clusterfuckapalooza as
was
well.
Was she?
Yeah, okay. she was at the very end of it.
She was fantastic.
I kicked Kurt off and put her on.
That was
instead.
A good decision.
And then I came back to the podcast.
So anyway, like, they were both really cool girls that I met, and they were extra people, extra girls at War Machine Weekend, which was awesome. But both of them, because of the fact they hung around more, in people's minds, people don't remember her as Ashley. They remember her as Cool Kurt's girlfriend. People don't remember her as, obviously, I can't even remember her name right now. I remember her as Jake's girlfriend.
Right.
And
they weren't girlfriend and boyfriend, by the way. They were talking.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Jake's friend.
The point.
The point is that
for the sake of the argument, let's pretend that they were boyfriend and girlfriend.
So let's pretend that I brought a friend to War Machine Night, which did happen. Jordan and I started coming to War Machine at the exact same time. People don't think of me as Jordan's friend. Hopefully. I don't know. Maybe that's okay. But they probably don't think of me as Jordan's friend. It's just like, oh, there's Jordan and there's Jeremy.
Right.
Well, but when friend.
Brian's friend. But
it's
when
like, it's like, those there's two new guys here is really what we thought of it.
Yeah. Whereas people. If somebody's comes with their girlfriend, even if they're both new, it's so-and-so and his girlfriend.
Although, on the other hand, like, what if you were gay and Jordan actually was your boyfriend?
Then maybe you would have thought of me.
And
that
that's
way.
What I'm wondering. Because like, part of that is if somebody, you're
but
speaking
my point
of people
is you never
up,
think of it the other way. Even if you meet them both together,
it wouldn't
simultaneously,
be, here's Katie and her husband.
It's not the same because Jay and his husband, Brian. I don't think of Jay and his husband. I think of Jay and Brian.
That's true. That's fair. And that's the only example I know of in the War Machine Theater. But there's probably others, but they're the two that I definitely know are gay and a couple. And I don't think
well,
of him as Jay.
Brian doesn't play War Machine at all.
But he was there at War Machine Weekend, and I don't remember. I do not remember him in any way as Jay's husband. I mean, I know he is, but I remember him as Brian. I remember his name. I remember hanging out with him.
And that I guess I know him from a little bit before then.
That was the subtext of what I meant when I said first thing is treat him as a human being. They're not an accessory. Yeah. They're not an add-on. They are a person.
Right.
And that kind of umbrellas all the things we just talked about for the last 15 minutes. Because also, like, when you talk to him like a person. Don't talk to him like a woman that you're trying to have sex with.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and that's the other thing. Like I said, what? I'm super extroverted. But one of the things, one of the responses that I get from a lot of women is they don't like me very much.
That's true. You do get that a lot.
And I think it's because I come on too strong.
What?
I don't know why. So, like, guys will give me the benefit of the doubt, but women will not. And I think that's something that within our own sex is a problem, is we see each other as competitors as opposed to, like, instant friends, which we should all be instant friends, by the way. I like friends.
I like friends, too.
So, anyway,
There's only like three people in the War Machine community as a whole that I wish were dead. Everybody else I like.
Yeah. All right, name all three. Go.
We'll delete the thread later.
And then we'll never have a 100th episode.
But I mean, that's the thing. It's like you see other women in the community, and here's the thing, is you have a very limited pool of other women in the community, and one of the things that men experience is like, I don't like those four guys in the community, so I'm just going to avoid them and talk to these other four guys. Well, with women, we don't really have that as an option. I don't like these four women because I don't have anything in common. There are no other four women. And so mm-hmm. even if we have nothing in common other than being women, maybe we should all be friends, at least civil to each other and greet each other and smile at each other and acknowledge each other, because I don't even get that sometimes. And stick together a little bit until there are more women in the community, and then we can avoid each other. That's fine.
Until you have a gaggle of women.
Until I have a gaggle of women, and then I can decide to be exclusive.
You just want more women in the War Machine community so that you cannot have to hang out with some of them. It's all boils down to, there's some women out there that you really hate, and you're like, I need to get more women so that, you know,
fuck off. This is something that I've experienced, and I've been told, like, I've met other women who've experienced the same thing. Is that, like, women don't like me very much, and I don't know why. Like, there's a common denominator.
Hey, I hear that a lot, too.
Women don't like Brian very much, and he doesn't know why.
I have some theories for both of you.
Common denominator. It's me. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong, and they won't tell me, so I can't fix it.
I have theories, but I won't get into it on air.
They just jealous.
Your theories play into the competitive nature of women when their sole thing is men.
Yep.
But I have to believe, because women are people, that there are things that may motivate them other than men. And so
also, your theory would hinge on something. You're saying that they're being hyper-competitive, they hate her because they're competitive about men. That means that they hate her because she landed you.
No, that's not what I said at all. All right, fine, I'll explain it. So my point with Katie is, when Katie walks into a room, every guy in the room notices. She's cute, she's bubbly, she's fun, she has a sense of humor, she's outgoing, and she's cute as a button. All of these things are true about Katie.
I do like flattery.
All of these things are true about Katie. And so she walks into a room, and every guy in the room notices her. Not all women are firing on all thrusters the way Katie is. Like, maybe they're thrust. Cute.
Well, here's the thing: is there's a problem with that, because if men view women that way, then how do women view themselves?
Right.
That way.
Right. And so my point is, if there's a girl already in the room.
Also, point out the subtle danger also that ties to what she just says, is that by saying now the women are firing all thrusters like that, you're implying that everything you described about Katie is the correct way to be a woman.
No. I'm saying those are all things that get you noticed when you walk in a room.
Right, but my point is...
You're saying that
they don't like
men...
her because they...
Yes, okay, so let me finish my analogy.
Maybe they don't want to be bubbly.
So there's a girl in the room, and she's being noticed because there aren't very many girls in the room in a War Machine tournament, and so she's getting noticed, and then Katie walks in the room, and she's not getting noticed anymore. That will instantly turn on the competitive nature, not because Katie's married to me, but because Katie just drew the attention of the majority of the room. And that's what I think the women fight about, or why it's partly hard for them in a community that's mostly male. And you see this in the workplace, too. In a workplace that's majority male, which the team I work on is, like, I see the girls get very competitive with each other. And, like, none of us are trying to hit on them, any of them. Like, but they're still very competitive because they want to be the one that's standing out in the room.
Your entire theory is based on the assumption that a woman's predominant driving force is the desire to have a man, and that's a dangerous assumption to design a theory about.
It is a dangerous assumption, but I don't think it's that wrong.
And not necessarily wrong, but it's a dangerous thing to design.
I think that that's how women are brought up to believe in today's society, and I think that places that are male-dominated reinforce that thought.
Fair enough. Hooray! Discussions.
So anyway, all women should be friends with me, please.
Except the ones you hate, but they have to be friends with you until there's more that you can pick
from.
See,
I don't hate them, though.
Has our Twitch stream had any comments based on all this discussion? There's so much things going on, and I never get to see what happens. Anything exciting?
There's nothing exactly. I mean, just a lot of people talking about other things. There's talk about another show that's going on right now. And some people having a fit that we're going over their time period. But
you mean when we start at 6 like we normally do?
Yeah, we started at 6, and we've been recording at 6 for the past 2 years.
Moving on.
But anyway. More people shocked that Jeremy's talking. Zosha.
That's her name. That was the girl that JVM's friend, whatever. I don't know if she's... But anyway,
Zosha. Oh, okay.
That was her name.
JVM's friend. Okay, I thought... Yeah.
See, there you go. That's JVM's friend.
Well, but that's how I described her earlier, because I couldn't remember her
name. Thank you, Annie. Point in case.
I couldn't remember her name, and I said that
case
on air.
Case in point.
I said on air that I couldn't remember her name. That was her name.
Anyway. Whose name?
Zosha.
Who is that?
Simpson?
The girl I was on Your Turn Go With.
Oh, yeah! There you go.
That got deleted.
That broke. That got deleted, sadly. But we were hilarious.
Did the recording machine have to sleep on the floor and broke?
No, I heard that it was really funny because she was like, they kept trying to talk about War Machine, and I kept trying, or they kept trying to talk about board games. And so I was talking about War Machine, and she compared Agricola to Haley, where it's no fun and nobody likes to play.
Yeah, nobody has any fun regardless of whether you're winning or losing. Nice. So her and I started comparing, every time they'd bring up a board game, her and I would start having this sidebar about which War Machine caster or faction that game was like. Even games neither one of us had ever played. We had fun.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I support it.
So should we move on to like a positive thing, like eating candy?
Or Zappity? Well, we have time for Cappity?
Well, we're about an hour in. I mean, we have time for candy.
All right,
we
have a very fast. Because I drink a lot today.
Okay.
All right. While Katie goes pee, I'll bring out the food and describe it.
Not pork rinds. I don't like those.
Those aren't pork rinds. I don't know. That's the Twitch stream there. Pork rinds are great. They're potato chips made out of pig. Like, what's wrong with that? But everybody I gave pork rinds to at Who's the Boss hated it.
Zosha is from Warma Stream, I guess.
Well, I don't know Warma Stream, unfortunately.
That's the podcast that she's on.
Well, yeah.
I will eat pork rinds in the privacy of my own home, but not in public.
Yeah, fair. I agree.
That is...
So John Worrell, I assume that's how you pronounce W-O-R-R-A-L-L, who is a avid listener, sent us food from Singapore, which is exciting. Because I think Australia might be further away physically, but Singapore is the most exotic place we've gotten food from so far.
I see the words barbecue pork, I'm instantly interested.
Is that empty?
These are, I assume, wasabi peas, so those will go out there.
Oh, yeah. Brian, we need to record Brian eating
wasabi
peas.
Those look like wasabi peas. We have some pork jerky, mini barbecue pork, a taste of Singapore.
Oh, I want some of that.
These are interesting. These look like cookies. I don't know what they are because it's all in whatever. I think isn't kanji specifically Japanese or
kanji? That's a type of Japanese writing.
Right, but my point is, it's not a type of Asian. Like, it's not a generic term for. Kanji is not a pan-cultural generic term for this style of Oriental language, or is it specifically Japanese?
Barbecue pork. I don't know if you're
either way, these look like cookies.
Kanji is normal, and katakana is the other one.
This is green Kit Kats.
Yes, so this is the hilarious thing is, last week I talked about how I was interested in all the flavors of Kit Kat they have in Japan, because Japan's obsessed with Kit Kat. This was already in the mail at that time, and they are green tea Kit Kat bars.
Could somebody do me a favor? Go into the kitchen and grab napkins because I know Brian's going to spit whatever he puts in his mouth out.
Well, I started with the meat. This is amazing,
by the way. This barbecue pork is amazing.
Ninjiam herbal candy original. I don't know what kind of herbs, but it's herbal candy.
That's more like dog food.
Chili tapioca. And then there was something else that got taken away from me. I don't remember
that
where
one.
It went.
Katie said she said it smells like dog food.
It kind of does, but I have no idea what this is.
The barbecue pork is good.
The barbecue pork is really good.
Barbecue pork is delicious. I want to try a green tea Kit Kat, Brian. Hook me up.
Oh, I think that's because it's like, I think that's a dried meat in the middle of this. Like, it's a cracker wrapped around a dried meat of some kind, as opposed to, like, we'd almost be like a pirouette where it's the cookie around chocolate.
All right, I'm going to try a green tea Kit Kat here.
I specifically didn't have a real dinner.
I'll get a napkin.
I'm going to try this.
Brian's going to try a meat pirouette.
And Andy, find Zappity Gumball questions while we're doing this so that it isn't just 15 minutes of us eating food.
Yeah, I got them.
Was this looked out of the box for some reason?
Ooh, cookies of some sort.
I don't know what kind of things. Nathan left them in there because he didn't want anybody else to have them.
Do you want a green tea Kit
Kat?
There's a whole bag right here.
All right, come on, people. Be brave. Try this stuff. It's not bad.
I'll try right now.
The green tea Kit Kats are delicious.
Has anybody had this yet?
Katie does not like them at all. Katie made a face about the green tea Kit Kats.
Oh, this was the missing one. Katie pulled this way. I wanted to show it before.
They stink horribly.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste bad. So this is, I don't know how to pronounce this. It looks like French and then Singaporeese, but,
Coke dasis.
It is probably another also green tea thing. Like a cookie with like a green tea filling. So like a green tea Tim Tam. That is chili tapioca. Let's open this up and get that out.
What is this? Chili. Actually,
nobody. I don't know.
It's cracker and meat.
It's cracker.
And it definitely meat. No. It definitely tastes like a fish of some sort.
That's possible.
It is.
It almost reminds me of little mini taquitos.
more barbecue pork in my mouth.
Brian, they
more
like barbecue pork.
Looking yeah, on here more, to yeah. see if I could spot where it might be.
But. Barbecue pork, I tried something different. Then I washed it out with a barbecue pork and passed yeah. everything back
you
out.
You cannot go wrong with barbecue pork, as it turns
Tim
out.
Tim Tams.
That's not part of the...
I'm done.
And yet they were on the table. I'm going to pass on the on that.
Try no, it. You have to no, try one. Try one. Try one. Everyone who's actually eaten one has said that it's yeah. not bad. It's
Brian
only
first.
I had one already.
Yeah.
Brian did.
The Shays are the only people who haven't tried one. And the smell is indeed interesting and not going to sugarcoat it, off-putting to an American palate. But when you eat it, it's actually kind of interesting.
It's shrimp.
It is shrimp. Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say, it had kind of a fishy flavor to
I mean,
it.
I like shrimp. Shrimp crackers aren't really my thing, but it's okay.
Ooh, this smells good. This smells like General Tso's chicken. This is the chili tapioca. The chunk I pulled out is big, Katie. You want to share it at all?
I will
tapioca
say...
should be like pudding.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. No, because that stuff is so overpowering, I cannot taste anything from the green tea. I still tasted that stuff.
My barbecue?
Ooh, this is spicy.
I can barely taste the barbecue over this. I'm going to steal this bag up.
This is like spicy barbecue. Spicy. Okay. The spice keeps increasing. But instead of, like, I think of tapioca like the pudding, because we're already used to eating tapioca, really but these are actually just slices of it.
Zappity.
Is that good?
It is very spicy.
So, Jeremy?
Uh-huh.
Are we done with basically introducing these?
Yeah, so we can eat those while people do Deputy Grumbles.
So, Jeremy, if you look behind you...
Well, do we want to do both weeks at once?
Oh, my God, we have a whole other thing.
Grab the paper.
Holy crap.
All right, we're double downing on our food.
Are we can put this off. That's fine, too. I mean, that's no problem.
No.
Okay.
Oh.
Give me... No.
I need to wash down the spice. Give me a Kit Kat. Where's the green tea Kit Kat?
Holy crap. Chili tapioca is good, but it is
really spicy.
Spicy.
Holy
what
crap.
Is this
oh, those right. are wasabi peas, assumedly.
What does that mean?
It's wasabi something.
Eat it.
Oh, God, that's spicy. I just had a whole, like, chili seed lodge in my soul.
Wait, has Brian tried the
chili tapioca?
No. Has he tried the wasabi peas yet?
No. No one will explain what that means.
No, it's wasabi.
Wasabi is like a spicy thing they eat.
Yeah. I don't like spicy things.
I'll try it.
I'm not...
Have a wasabi pea.
Just one wasabi pea,
yummy.
Not all of them.
That was good.
Give me the wasabi peas.
The thing is, after eating the chili tapioca,
there was
nothing.
Just nothing there.
I just ate air.
That tapioca is some spicy stuff, man.
Yeah, all right, just try one.
I see cocoa. I want cocoa.
I tried the dog food.
No, try one.
Oh, I did not have a green key Tit Kat.
Oh, you didn't? You should have
these were not handed out.
I'll trade you for the cooked tiaffas.
There.
You just toss it?
No, I set it down. I got one of these. I'm trying this. I'm eating this now. What is this?
Actually, wasabi peas are fucking amazing.
Wasabi peas are good.
There's something green in this.
Yeah, I think it's probably green tea flavored cookie of some kind.
Why would my cookie be green?
Because of the aforementioned green tea.
Anybody have a favorite combo for Who's the Boss this weekend?
Well, I jackpotted into Ashlyn running Convergence, and that made me very happy.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, the previous round I had bankrupted with Convergence.
Unfortunately,
that was not okay.
Unfortunately, I was out doing errands during Who's the Boss because I had to go get food, and then I had to arrange all the other things. So, unfortunately, I did not get
what
to see a lot
of
the pairings.
What happens when you do bankrupt with Convergence?
You assign a battle group to each one of your jacks.
Oh, they can only induct within their own battle group.
Okay.
So,
that's pretty shitty.
Yeah,
I had three jacks on Wrong Eye, and then Wrong Eye died. But what's great is I talked about it with Jordan Knack, who was my opponent in the game, and I'm like, so with the definition of Who's the Boss, all my casters are considered Convergence, right? Convergence casters have a rule where they can remotely reactivate jacks.
Ah.
So, like, Wrong Eye died, and then all my other guys, like, from 8 inches away were like, mine, and grab the jacks, and then they all died. But it made it a little easier.
The green tea cookies are pretty tasty. I think my favorite thing is still the green tea Kit Kats or the barbecue, though. Both were delicious.
Yeah. I haven't tried them.
Oh, you did try that.
I did try that, but that was really spicy.
The chili stuff I haven't
tried. Brian, did you eat a wasabi pea?
It was so good.
You are a liar. Try one.
It's not.
It's a pebble. I don't like peas.
You will... It's
like dehydrated, so it's like a peanut because it's not soft. It's dried. It's crispy like a peanut.
Oops.
See?
It's like a peanut.
Yes. Did you have a favorite combo as the person running it?
I really enjoy your face, Brian.
So I don't try new things in public.
You could have left that in public.
That stuff is definitely more hot than the other stuff. That stuff is actually pretty good, too.
Yeah. Yeah, the chili tapioca is delicious, but it is definitely spicy. It is pulling no punches.
I can't get my barbecue.
You didn't answer my question, Andy.
No. I said I couldn't actually. I didn't.
He didn't actually run much of the wheel because he was busy organizing other stuff.
Dan helped a lot with the wheel.
Yep.
Dan got his hair cut. I told him it was fine.
It's a lot better. Which Jeremy kind of figured out.
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't remember that his hair was like down to the middle of his back.
I did not.
which is very weird.
Jordan shaved his beard off at some point, and I realized it one day, but I don't know how.
Like, I'm your roommate, Jordan?
Yeah. I'm like, man, his beard's gone.
I wonder when that happened.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I noticed, but if I say something now, it could have been a week ago. I don't know. I don't like to look at people's faces, like, generally speaking.
I can't get this open. It makes me sad.
Well, your face is good. Okay. You're pretty, but everyone else is awful, and I don't like to look at people's faces generally.
Another instance of sexism. Thank you, Brian.
He didn't say every woman. He said every person.
You tell me my face was pretty. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I guess the other chocolates that we have then, too, came from Tacoma, Washington, from one of our listeners out there, is Ben Meisner.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
He's a digital sculptor. I don't know if it's proper I should mention where he works for, but he works at some place that's over in Washington.
Oh, does okay. He have a 3D printer?
Probably.
Okay. Well, he's a digital sculptor, so
yeah.
I assume.
Yeah, but he donated some wonderful treats from Tacoma, Washington, which is dark roca.
I'll take that.
Almond roca.
Wait a minute, where's the peppermint one?
I don't know what a roca is.
Peppermint roca?
Let me try.
You've never had roca?
I don't know what a roca is.
It's a kind of candy. You can find almond roca at most stores around Christmas time for some reason.
There's almond roca right here.
Yep, almond roca, the classic one.
I want the regular, whatever the almond is.
Almond's the classic one. That
I don't
got.
Want almond. What
I've got dark roca over here.
I have peppermint. You want peppermint?
Thank you, Ben.
This is dark chocolate.
I'm not a dark chocolate.
It's basically dark chocolate.
I don't like dark chocolate.
I want one of each, so Andy needs to give me one of those, and that way I have one of each.
This is almond?
Almond's the classic flavor, and then Katie's got peppermint.
I don't like mint and chocolate.
Man, you're just wrong.
Then this is more for me. Katie, want almond?
No.
You're missing out, Katie. You should experience the whole range of roca.
Nope.
Yeah. Just the roca range.
Just shop and put it
in. Oh, there's coconut on it.
Was the note something to be read?
There's not coconut on it.
I did read it.
That's almonds, dude. Those are that's almonds. Just crushed nuts. They're it's almond. Like toffee.
You said coconut.
It's only almonds.
All right.
They're almonds. Crushed almonds.
Which he says that the only regret is that they don't contain coconut.
All right.
Because coconut is delicious and Jeremy is a monster for not liking it.
I'm not the only one who doesn't like
it. Good job, Ben. I'm like the only person in this podcast who likes eating coconut.
Mm-hmm.
Like Andy, I forgot to take it home last week, but he has ice cream for me in his freezer because he bought it not remembering it had coconut in it.
No, I remember. I remembered it was German chocolate, but I continuously forget that German chocolate contains
coconut.
Because of all the places that would have chocolate.
I like the flavor of coconut. I'm just not a fan of chewing my own cud for an hour.
The texture of it is just kind of bleh. And it's like flavorless texture.
Man, the dark chocolate one's really good.
What's the other stuff in there that's not roca?
No, that's mine.
Oh, okay.
There isn't that many left in it. There is peanut butter mountain bars.
I'm one of those.
Oh,
Jeremy does like peanut butter quite a bit.
Oh, I love me some peanut butter.
There's one left.
I don't care. I have this. I like toffee.
All right. Well, I'm already going to claim it then for myself. The cherry mountain.
You can have it.
Katie, you can have the other one. And then there's only two left, which is...
Coconut mountain bars. Come on.
It's just a mountain bar.
Oh, okay.
There's no flavor. It just
blank tastes mountain like bar. Mountain.
It just tastes like...
It probably just tastes like sugar, which would be amazing.
All right. I'm going to put those two in the center.
And then get going on the questions.
All right.
Let's zap either.
I'm going to punish myself with more chili tapioca because that shit's delicious.
That stuff is actually so really good.
Though. And?
It's so spicy, though.
You have coffee to quell the flavor.
Oh, I have more. When it's too hot, just shove more in. Because it's like fighting fire with fire.
No, that doesn't work.
That's always my advice, to shove more in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that why you and Jeremy get along so well?
Jesus. But he doesn't have more.
That you know.
I'm really trying to actually get to the questions here, guys.
They were on Facebook. I saw them.
I got them. All right, so we got one from Cliff Hughes asking, bagels, toasted or not toasted?
Toasted.
What kind
cream of cheese, peanut butter, or what type of spread?
Cream cheese on bagels.
Yep.
I like onion bagels toasted with cream cheese.
Ooh, onion bagels are good. I like most bagels.
I'm an everything bagel kind of guy, but
I really
like blueberry bagels a lot.
I like sesame
seeds. Cinnamon bagels. Sesame seeds are
cheddar
fine.
Cheese bagels.
No. Mm. That's the only one I'm going to disagree with.
I don't like that. Well,
I don't know. Bring me one, and I'll let you know.
We'll have a bagel podcast
day. And then bagels
when we go out to eat at some place, I'll bring a bagel for you.
Panera?
Not Panera. I like the local stuff.
He doesn't like Panera.
I know.
Panera's okay, but I mean, I like the local style.
What I like most about Panera is everyone tries their Caesar salad, which is atrocious, and is like, I don't like Panera. They have terrible Caesar salad. That's Jim.
I got their tomato soup one time because I just felt like, you know, I'm gonna have tomato soup and I'm gonna have a grilled cheese sandwich. I didn't have them make me the $15 grilled cheese sandwich, but I got the tomato soup. I took it home and I think I threw it out because it was the worst tasting thing I have ever had in my life.
That's false. Their tomato soup is delicious, and that's a fact.
It tasted like somebody took a...
Maybe you had a bad batch, because I've had their tomato soup quite a bit, and it's delicious.
I would have much rather gone to the grocery store and picked up a can of Campbell's tomato soup.
Which is not as good.
This peanut butter mountain bar, by the way, is amazing.
Watch it slide out of the can into the pot, and then mix it together with water. That I would have enjoyed.
Why would you mix it with water instead of milk? I don't understand you, Andy. You make bad decisions all the time regarding tomato soup.
All the time. This one time that we've discussed about tomato soup.
Yes.
I'm horrible.
Now I'm going to go home and make Campbell's tomato soup and grill up a Spam and cheese sandwich to eat with it, and I'm going to be happy.
That's fine.
I was so mad at Raylene because I bought like 5 different varieties of Spam the last time we were at the grocery store, and I came home and she had eaten the bacon
all
Spam.
Of it broke up.
Wait, you can't
see all
the
You mean there was Spam? You bought the Spam, what? The Spam, what? And the Spam.
Okay. No, I had Spam, I had black pepper Spam, I had jalapeno Spam, and I had bacon Spam.
Stop eating Spam.
It's delicious.
You keep claiming to be a smart person, and you buy Spam.
Because it's delicious.
Stop it.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Oh, man. Wrecking Ball, discuss.
There was a naked guy on a wrecking ball to the song, and it was funny. Also, my mom thinks she's fucking the wrecking ball, which I think is also funny. Go, Zappity.
It's a catchy song.
Brian really enjoys it. He told me once. Zappity.
Grumble.
Was that the secret shameful thing you bonded over?
Well, I mean, I'm not ashamed of that. I mentioned that on the podcast.
I don't know that you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did, like, somebody linked on Facebook. There was an SNL commercial for a medication for when you get vertigo.
Yes.
The moment you find out that you wife Taylor Swift.
Swift of mine.
Yeah,
Swift
that was good.
Yeah. It was funny because I was telling that story.
Guys...
Thanks for finishing it, though, Jeremy. I was having troubles.
Afraid not. Have you guys seen the one about Dramamine and how it's fantastic?
What?
It's what?
The Dramamine.
Katie shared it on Facebook a while back. So it's
no.
All right, Katie, will share the video.
You're not gonna let Katie finish
your
story.
Jeremy, saying no, he's trying to talk over you.
It's quiet time.
We had that on a daily basis. No, Dramamine is something that you have to experience firsthand. It cannot be done through third party. Look it up if you are interested. It is hilarious.
Afraid not.
Zappity.
Grumble.
The girl's not very smart in that video.
The Milwaukee guys are wondering why we keep ducking them at Oshkosh tournaments.
Maybe
three reasons
Oshkosh.
Why. One, when they
stop
have their
making
events on the exact same fucking day as Madison every fucking time. B, stop making events on the same fucking day.
So would
not
you say that,
that
they are planning to duck us so that they have an excuse for not facing Madison?
Well, so we'll post an event usually 2 months out. Mm-hmm. Oshkosh will post an event 2 weeks out. So the Milwaukee guys have 2 months to sign up for our event, and then they go to Oshkosh anyway. I've missed, I think, one Milwaukee event in the last 7 years, and that was because it was a spell draft, and I don't like spells.
I didn't know Oshkosh had events.
Oshkosh is having a lot of events.
Mm-hmm. I haven't noticed a single one of them.
Is it R?
I know. There's toffee in my face.
That's why.
Zappity.
And certain people play in Milwaukee that we don't want to deal with.
Wow.
Speaking of Dramamine.
When I see somebody sign up for a Milwaukee event, I don't want to show up.
Oh, God.
Specifically, though, just one person.
Especially Travis.
Zappity. Zappity, dear God.
For the
Zappity.
Love of fucking God.
Grumble.
They can see us laughing.
Hey, the bridge isn't quite burnt yet. Let's blow some more fucking napalm onto it.
What is your folks' guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure?
Your guilty pleasure. Doesn't have to be fetish.
I have lots of guilty pleasures. They're so good. That's why they're called guilty pleasures.
Chocolate?
Joey's really good. Don't trust the apartment in
the B in apartment 23.
I wouldn't trust the apartment in the B either. That's a shifty apartment. How to get in there? Don't trust it.
The originals is really good.
Is it just TV related? Is that? I don't think it's just.
I don't have guilty pleasures because I'm not ashamed of any of my pleasures.
In general, I'm embarrassed to watch many of the shows I watch on CW.
I know I should be.
I really enjoy The Big Bang Theory. Not this season. The season sucks. But other seasons, which I know you guys don't like.
They're fine.
There are lots of things I enjoy that most people don't approve of. But they're pretty popular.
Like Jeremy?
Because I feel like they're still around.
Why are you pointing at me right now?
I'm not. I'm serving up as a dish.
Zappity.
Never. You guys keep on zappity grumbling right as my mouth is full.
I guess you just can't eat?
There's so many half-eaten things in front of Brian. He's bad at food.
I'm gonna have another barbecue pork. These are amazing.
That's why I got it. Fucking napkins.
And I'm full. That's what I know, but they took them away from me.
They're Zappity. Right there in front of you.
They're covered with stuff.
Zappity.
Which do you want to see first? Signar heavy infantry, scoring 3-man character cataphract unit, burrowing convergence jack, or pygmy troll warlock with crippling grasp?
Well, you'd think each faction would be a different answer because obviously
I want none of those things. I want ret stuff.
I'm indifferent to this question in every way.
That's true.
You know, a good way to get more women in War Machine is for if women who ostensibly played War Machine played War Machine.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Jim
especially
and I...
like, really famous members of the community.
I am not famous, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Second of all...
Yeah, you are.
Here's the thing, is Jim and I are very similar in the fact that he's crotchety, and I find that funny. And two, we both realize that there is an innate amount of time that you have to put in this game in order to be good. Otherwise, you can be frustrated at how poorly you're doing. And I feel like I would have to put a lot of time in this game in order not to be frustrated with myself, and I already want to stab people when I make a mistake. Brian can attest to this fact. And so Jeremy is so fucking nice to people that makes me feel like a terrible person when, remember that one time when I was talking to the one guy and I was like, I'm very upset right now.
Yeah.
Please stop talking to me. And he just wouldn't. I just want to stab his fucking eyes out.
Yeah, he deserved it though, because you know, even if he didn't deserve it when he was talking, once you said, shut up, I don't want you to talk anymore, you're really upsetting me, and then he kept talking, because he was like, I'm upsetting her, I must not be talking the right way, so I will continue to talk even though she just blatantly told me to go away. That's not what you do.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Like, here's the thing that I've been told about my communication style quite a bit, is I'm pretty straightforward.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't know, I feel like the things that you may be saying are bothering me. No, I was like...
Many women may be very sly in their hints. Katie is not.
I was like, I am a very sore loser. You're bothering me. I was trying to talk to Nathan. If you could please be quiet, that would be really good. And he didn't understand that particular hint. Anyway.
That's not what we call a hint anymore at that point, by the way.
Well, I don't know. If you don't pick up on it, it must by definition be a hint. Like,
yeah, I guess.
Like, we all might have been able to pick up on it. Like, it was beyond hint realm. For this guy, it was not.
I'm confused how I'm too nice.
You are so nice to everyone we meet. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You are the nicest person on this podcast, and I know
that is setting the bar really low.
I don't care. You're like one of the nicest person I've ever met to people who I just want to stab.
I hang out with these guys. My threshold for patience is really high. Me.
What?
That's a ridiculous statement.
I'm not a big fan of wasabi peas. Like, I don't eat them in general when I get them around here. These are really good.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would play if I had more time to play so that I wouldn't be just frustrating, terrible person.
Well, the non-sarcastic question, just not caring isn't on the table?
Oh.
What do you mean?
You said that the problem is you don't have enough time to get good enough to not care that you're losing. Is just not caring that you're losing not on the table?
That's not an option. I get very upset when I lose.
I'm going to try dark chocolate.
Katie, he wants to try dark chocolate.
That's nice. I'm a very competitive person,
uh-huh.
And I like to smash people in the face.
Traveling, Jeremy.
She has it sealed in her lap.
And I have found.
See, I didn't want that to happen.
That I lose a lot of friends when I am my true self and the competitive nature. I can be competitive against Brian for some reason. He likes
just borrow your help, Legion, and you'll win.
We get over it really fast. Yeah, you just have to like take the abuse for a little bit, and it's fine.
That's true.
It's like that picture somebody posted on Facebook that they said, this must be Crippled System playing a board game. And it said, if you're not willing to lose every friend you've ever had over a board game, you're not really trying.
Well, watching
that's
lost
Katie's
friends.
Impression about
watching
War Machine.
Watching me, Katie, was it Jeremy and Andy? Watching Andy play Waterdeep with us for the first time. Watching how mean we are to each other. People are like afraid.
My mom says she'll never again play Waterdeep with Katie and I. Because we were partway through a game. And Katie and I were both clearly like beating my mother by a lot. And I was also clearly in the lead of Katie. But I didn't have more points. I was just clearly in the lead. And my mom
by the way, people stop falling for the facts that when Jeremy doesn't have the most points doesn't mean he's not in the lead.
Well, he's sitting on like a 50-point quest.
Well, in Waterdeep, but see, that's true for
whoever's
everyone.
Whoever's name
he just
I couldn't remember at the time when I called him Hungerford,
oh.
That person, you know who you are.
But anyway,
inevitable betrayal.
But anyway, so my mom played a mandatory quest on Katie in that situation, and Katie lost her shit on my mom.
Much like how I experienced it. There.
Yes.
I did it really more deviously, you second at least
knew what
turn.
You were doing.
Yeah.
No, my mom was like totally innocent, like
she was not innocent. She was allowing her son to win, and it was bullshit. Anyway, Jim and I are very similar.
I love when Katie texts me after I play in a game on the iPad when she's so mad at me.
That's when you know you've done well that turn.
Yeah.
I'm sad that we don't play Small World anymore because that last game took 7 years.
I was so happy when there wasn't a new game started.
I was so happy when that game ended, but I was hoping we'd play again and, you know.
I need to find people who would play Small World who can take their turns every day.
Just don't invite Billy. But Billy.
I mean, Billy's a great Speaking guy, Billy, but he's so slow in
where
board
was he?
Game in Small World.
Hmm? He Who didn't Billy? Come to Warm, who's the
None
boss?
Of the Cedar Rapids people came to
yeah.
Who's the
we
boss.
We had no Cedar Rapids.
Well,
we
didn't go to their event. Because he lost in Small World, if he could remember.
He was
he played
doing pretty
it, like,
well that game.
He's just
so slow.
I was actually surprised none of the Cedar Rapids guys were there.
So, hey, if you're a listener and you
but
play Small
Iowans
World on
the
iPad.
The Des Moines guys.
We had some Iowans, just not Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
By the way,
all the awesome guys from
Iowans, I am actually upset. I mentioned to several of you of allowing one person to dictate your trip, and one... Because one person shouldn't dictate the trip. They should just drive separately. It's an option. And two, because you're inconveniencing me, which is the most important thing. Continue with your rant. Someone else.
Zappity.
Zappity.
This will definitely be something Katie can help talk about here.
Oh, good.
Yep. Why do people not talk? Why do people not talk about Lich 2 when talking about Crix anymore? Is he not the best or just played out? I was being sarcastic.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
How do you stand?
Is that the one with the skirts and the snakes?
Yes, that's the one with the skirts and the snakes. And that's the greatest description of Gatsby 2 I've ever heard in my life.
I am going to make a shirt that just has a picture of Lich 2. And it says the one with the skirts and the snakes. It's going to be amazing.
Because it's so accurate.
Except they're not snakes or a skirt.
Hey,
well, you
they
know.
Are. They could be.
They could be.
They could be snakes. They could be. I could be a skirt.
To be fair, I know who she's talking about.
Exactly. Because he's totally wearing a skirt and there's a bunch of snakes coming out from under
it. Yeah, that's exactly. That
they're
not...
even green.
Yep.
Yeah. Not
wrong. What are you guys talking about?
Why that, the guy with the skirts and the snakes. You are 100%
right. 100%
right. I'm not being sarcastic. You are picking the right model. People have moved on, is the short answer. If somebody bothered to actually play with him again, they would win tournaments and he'd be super powerful. It's just people have moved to other things.
Well,
Keith stopped playing Crix. I mean, people have moved to other factions.
Well, that and he's, I mean, people know how to fight him. I mean, they have a pretty good idea of
even
how to
when
counter
you know,
him.
Even when you know how to, much like Morvana 2, even if you know how to fight Gatsby 2, he's still going to be, at worst, a break-even game. Like, the fact that people don't play him isn't because he can't win. They just got tired of him, I guess.
I'm sad that Convergence is innately good against both of those casters by nature of having zero living models.
Right.
And people stopped playing both of them right when I got into Convergence.
Yeah.
Sadness. I'm like, hooray, I don't even have to net deck against him. I just have a built-in immunity. And people are like, no, not anymore.
No, not
anymore.
Maybe that's
anymore.
Why they stopped playing him.
They're scared of me.
Yep, that's it.
Yep.
Specifically.
I've picked my four conventions for next year because I found out that Daikon is really close. I didn't realize Daikon was really close.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do Adepticon War Machine Weekend, Daikon, and Gen Con this year.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, several of us went to Daikon this year.
Yeah, Daikon's pretty sweet. Usually that's like the cheapest out of all the cons.
Yeah.
There's a 4% chance I'll go with you. Zappity.
Gumbo. All
right, and the last question here is, if Mercenaries got a Synergy caster, what jacks would be best? Buccaneers, Talons, Vanguards, or Nomads?
Vanguards, because cheap jacks are amazing with Synergy.
And a couple Nomads.
Nomads only cost one more, though.
Which are the ones that you don't like with the non-reach?
Buccaneers.
Those are Freebooters.
Freebooters. Yeah,
is the actual answer.
Yep. I was naming another.
Freebooters would almost work because they could chain attack double-handed throw models towards each other to build up the Synergy chain.
Off the same model?
I guess that's true.
Yeah, they're just like, I'm done with this one. You hit him next. Me too. You go next. And they would all just beat up on the same the jack.
That would be pretty
entertaining. The same trooper model is probably the best way to do that.
Yeah, he'll live.
Probably. That would be funny if you just tossed a tough troll back into your lines.
One of my favorite modes was Pat overextended with Kruger 2 one time, and so he just had all of his jacks start two-handed throwing him back towards his deployment zone.
Yeah, no, that was against me.
Like, Kruger 2's just flying through there. Like, this warp
2
like,
with jacks?
Beasts. Okay. So the like Warp Wolf Stalker's like, here you go, boss, and just one-handed throw him, and then the Gorax is like, oh my god, get further back, and just kept throwing him back towards his own deployment zone. So, that was my game. I mean, it got him like a foot further away, but it also made him be knocked down on 4 hit points, so it did not work.
No, that's
knocked down behind a wall.
Yeah, he was.
I feel like if you're in that situation anyway, you're already just reaching for straws.
Yeah, I think he like forgot to cast that defensive shooting spell where like Ranger reduced or whatever. Like he ended his turn and moved on. Is like, shit, he's gonna die, and then just panicked and started throwing him. Just the visualization of that in real life, like his beach just be going, oh, we'll save you, just whipping him over their shoulders.
That's funny.
It's an approach.
Does our chat have any Zappity Grumbles for us?
I didn't see any.
I love our update in our chats.
Nope.
This continues to be very spicy.
Keith, captain have any more wisdom for us?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, damn it, captain.
It's gone.
We do enjoy hearing from the captain.
Yeah.
No, I will say.
There's some talk about a cool bar that's up in Oshkosh. I just didn't. You know, I'm just looking for specific
Oshkosh
things.
Makes good suspenders.
Oshkosh, be gosh. That's because they're suspenders.
Those are bracers for our British listeners.
Oh, I did not know that. But yeah, I am grateful to our listeners who send us food and candy.
Yes, thank you.
By the way.
It's the only thing I know.
What a way to perpetuate the Wisconsin stereotype.
What?
We should start sending out like candy.
We are fatties.
If you wanted to spend money on food for us, you could also instead spend money on an amazing Crippled System T-shirt,
some
Crippled System T-shirt, or mug, or buttons, or trucker hat available at Zazzle.com/CrippledSystem.
By the way,
also turn Safe Search off because one of the shirts has a word that it flagged as being PG-13. So if you have Safe Search on,
I think I did it. I don't think I've seen that shirt because I think it must by default be on.
Yeah,
which shirt is that?
It says I'm Jeremy's fetish.
Ah,
and fetish the word fetish it. Flagged it, so I had to set it at PG-13. Oh my god, that is a lot of holy shit.
These are for someone else.
I thought that those two shirts should exist. Okay, Brian's showing me the bunch of the designs that the gentleman has sent to us, and the top two I was going to make not as graphics, just with text. I'm glad I didn't.
Hand off.
Also, here's
and we're getting
the thing.
More as
you
well.
Could also just send us money.
It's a little gauche, but you could. But why not wear the t-shirts and show everybody you love of everything?
Okay, buy the t-shirt, spend twice as much, and send us the extra.
I think it's funny that the default view on the I am crippled, system's biggest fan, the default view is the back. And
yeah,
so all you see is the back of a shirt that
back.
Says system's biggest fan.
I think some of those ones are text. I think they should be other than white. I think we need
to. I couldn't, yeah, I don't know. But,
well, more designs are going up.
Yeah. Most of the shirt colors were black. Or dark colors like black or red or dark blue or whatever. So I used white text just because when you go in there, the shirts are default as a single color, but you can change those things to like any color shirt you want. And you can even change them to make them like women's shirts or hoodies or baby bouncy onesies. Like you can change the product on those designs.
I don't think you're supposed to bounce babies.
You can. They're really soft and
they
go boing.
The guy who made these, well, obviously these, when I'm showing Nathan, these will go online in the near future. He's sending me some custom Jeremy shirts coming up next.
There's more custom Jeremy shirts.
There's a custom Jeremy shirt.
Dear God.
I sent him some images, and he's spending days and days getting the
you
Jeremy shirt.
You sent him images of me?
Yeah, but he has been customizing shirts
for dear God.
Days.
My crappy stopgap text-only ones will probably go away once these better shirts go up.
That makes sense.
That makes them limited edition, so you should buy them.
Yeah.
All right. Dun. Recommendations.
Recommendations. Katie, what's your recommendation?
I recommend the expansion to Terra Mystica. I think it's really good.
Fire and Ice.
There's Fire and Ice. So the Ice people are super, super good. The Fire people, as far as we can tell, just based off of Jeremy playing them, are not good. Based off of Jeremy playing them.
To be fair,
I've been on a real losing streak with Terra Mystica lately. I still love the game, but I haven't been able to win a game in a while.
I made 3 mistakes in the last game that cost me the game. It was a hardship that I am very regretful and very angry about at myself. But I was paid off for a cheap amount.
It was.
Katie disappointed is about that.
But both the shapeshifter one, the colorless one, quote unquote, and the ice people do seem very, very powerful. And the fire people have some things going for them that are not as good as the things.
Well,
the other two
I wonder because when you see like I know the giants, which just fart.
Yes.
Okay. The giants are really bad in the original, and so
they're
I always
terrible.
Just wonder about the ones that are terrible. And it's like, what makes them so terrible? Like when they were designing this game, what did they expect this race to be able to do? And so you have to wonder the same thing about the fire people.
Yeah.
Also, they're orange, which is odd.
Yeah. Well, it's because red was already taken. The problem with the fire.
What they thought with the giants is they're like, let's make it so that they are equally able to use any terrain.
Yeah.
Because the terrain, like, the flexibility of being able to use any terrain is huge. And so, like, but we can't let them mine any terrain for one. That's just too good. So yeah. We'll just make it two. Turns out that's terrible.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like they would have fixed it somehow.
Well, the problem with the fire people is the same problem. Like, they tried to make the fire people cool in that they can... They terraform anything equally, so it's the same problem as with the giants. But the side I played, and the other side has a similar problematic mechanic, the side I played, the way you terraform is you either go down 3 or 4 levels in a single religion track.
Yeah, but you keep going up the religion track. Like, you go up the religion track much more than other races.
You don't, they don't actually... Their only bonus they have to go up the track faster is if you somehow get a shovel accidentally, the shovel, you go up one track. Like, I was going up the track a lot because I knew it was the only way I could terraform. And so I was spending all of my points going up the religion track. I was buying priests, I was getting priests and everything. And in the end, I still didn't win the religion tracks because I'm going down 3 or 4 levels in a religion track. Like, if it was 2 or 3, they'd be amazing. They might be too good. But the problem is that it's 3 or 4 is just too horrifically expensive.
Yeah, so I wonder, because they release it, like, obviously they... play tested it, and so at some point they were like, nope, these are fair. Why would you?
But you don't know that. That's the thing. I'll stop you right there. I know it's an interrupt, but it's because I'm interrupting at the perfect statement. They might not have said that. Like, Blood Bowl is famous for this. There's like, how many races are there in Blood Bowl, Andy?
Like 23.
Like 23, a couple dozen races. At least 6 of them are completely unplayable shit. Like, you'll win 1 game out of 10 if you're completely
like Legion
lucky.
Infantry.
Yeah, you like, don't, there you, are you races play. That are brutally, brutally bad. And yeah. There are a half dozen races that you could win if you were comatose. Like, Skaven win, halflings lose. It is a fact. It's not skill-based. They're just not equal. And they just don't care. They just don't care.
They're just more of a challenge.
That. Like, that's just though my personality type.
My
it seems
problem,
like if you're producing something, you want to produce something that... Obviously, I'm on this podcast, so... There's that. But it seems like you want to produce something would be like, I have playtested this, and this is the best that it can be, and this is the most
well,
fair.
Well, we've only played... I mean,
did
we
you
played,
like that subtle hit against our podcast?
We've only played that race once, and it was only Jeremy. We haven't had someone like Katie or me who is better at the
be
game
harder,
play it.
They harder, not worse.
Yeah, it could be possible. Harder. Like, Chaos Mages are very hard.
But
I've done really well with Chaos Mages too. Like, it wasn't an anomaly that you did well with Chaos Mages. I've
also,
seen them do well.
Also, after the game, you should know that Jeremy was like, "I'm pretty sure Brian is cheating."
I was so angry. I lost so bad at Terra Mystica lately. I've been so upset.
I think also that what's the expansion? That's a great expansion to me in the regard that it just added a couple. All it did, it was very simple. The game stays the same. It added a few races so you can play or not play them. And it just tweaked a couple
generic
customers.
Well, it added the most important mechanic in any game.
The passing
mechanic. It fixed the... So a lot of games have this mechanic where the first person to pass goes first the next time. Which is great for that person and completely broken for whoever immediately follows them. So if it's a game where you rotate to the left, whoever's left of that person can be the last person to finish their turn and they still get to go second.
Yep.
And that's just broken. And there's lots of games that have that and it's just... It's a bad way to do it.
Sorry,
but they fixed that mechanic in the new expansion.
K-List does a good job with that with the stables.
Yes, and this one does the same thing where the order you pass in is the exact turn order for next time.
So you want to know something that's really strange to me is
what?
People from other countries deal cards in the opposite direction as people from America.
That's true.
It's because you're upside down.
So if you play a Steve Jackson game in another country, do you play it then clockwise again? Steve Jackson game, never mind.
I know what you mean.
I don't know. It's a weird thing that seems like it shouldn't, because, you know, we're from Europe, so I don't, it seems like we would have stayed the same. It's just a weird thing to flip.
I'm going to eat all of these wasabi.
So that was, Katie, no. Good recommendation.
I am going to recommend a video game called Planetside 2 that's been out forever. My understanding is years.
Sorry, it was already recommended last
week.
We were recommended last week.
You son of a bitch. All right, well, I recommend the thing that you guys recommended last week. I'm done. You son of a bitch. It was Brian, wasn't it?
Maybe.
You recommendation-stealing son of a bitch.
And then I stole Brian's thunder in reminding you that he recommended it.
I hate you all so much. Anyway, it's a great game. If you do play it, add me your friends list, Valiant 418.
So old.
I'm just checking out. It's actually a really cool game. It's very
old.
Fun. It is old, but they've made a lot of updates to it. And I think that it's a game that has... real potential if you play with a group of friends. I think it would be a miserable game to play by yourself. I've said this about Destiny 2. If you're playing Destiny by yourself and you're enjoying it, you're a masochist. If you're playing Destiny with a group of friends, it's an amazing game. It can be a lot of fun. But PlanetSide 2 is even more brutally that way. Playing PlanetSide 2 by yourself is an exercise in complete futility where all you do is die and you accomplish nothing. Playing with a group of 8 to 12 friends would be glorious.
Yeah, and at least that's more people than what Destiny allows.
Yes.
Nigel and I had a very long discussion on Destiny, so we're not taking away from PlanetSide 2. The fact that we were always on the outside of the six-person groups.
Oh, that's the worst.
So
you're the seventh guy.
We're like the seventh, eighth, ninth guy. So we would have to, if we were called in, we were called in to replace somebody, which the group would have wanted there in the first place. And if you did something wrong, then, well, then...
Yeah, that's why we don't call you in.
Yeah, sort of exactly. Yeah. So that game made the game... I really enjoyed it. Nigel and I, we would run around, you know, doing quests and that. That was fun. But the fact that we just had no chance of raiding, just that really took a lot of the thunder.
I finally have a big enough friends list that I can, like, get a group together to run the raid. But the other thing that a lot of my friends have done, and they said it's saved the game for them, is there's an LFG group just for Destiny.
Oh, like, for a chat channel?
Yeah, it's a forum. And okay. I think it might be on Reddit, I forget. But it's basically Destiny looking for a group. And all it is people either posting what their level is and that they want to raid, whether normal or hard, or saying, hey, we have four people, we have room for two. And then all you do is you just message those people and you just jump into a raid right away. And they said you can just always get into a raid group that way. Hmm. Now, it wasn't working. There were a few days ago, there was something wrong with the friend search functionality in PSN. Which is not Destiny's fault, but so you couldn't add people that weren't already on your friends list, which was problematic. But assuming that's not broken anymore,
and that element's really important, like having the group to play with. I mean, for PlanetSide, for Destiny, when I'm playing WoW, like on Tuesday, like you guys, I couldn't went over to you guys' house, but I specifically stayed home to raid.
Yep.
Because it was a first time raid with new people, and I wanted my name there the first time they did something. Yep. And I know what it's like if you miss that first time, then you're not really part of the thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's all about making sure you're there when an opportunity rises itself.
It's true,
because it's all about do things group. Yeah. Like when Nathan plays Borderlands with everyone, we all play him with him on the PC.
No, you don't.
I feel sort of like I hijacked. I got everyone to play in the PC, and then I didn't like it.
I play the Borderlands pre-sequel. It's single player 90% of the time, and then a random listener will hop in and play with me for a couple hours and then go away, and then I'm single again. You know, like I just cycle out a few people, and I'm alone and sad.
Yeah, I'm surprised Jim doesn't play with you. He plays more, I thought.
I haven't seen Jim in a while. Andy, you two don't play, obviously.
I really wish that you would have kept the PS3. I think
That wouldn't have helped it for me. It was the game itself.
It wouldn't have been able to help with me because my PS3 doesn't. Yeah. I might have bothered to replace my PS3 then.
Your PS3 broke?
It would freeze up and drop me a lot. It was originally 60 gig. It's one of the original launch 60 gig ones. Which I love because it's backwards compatible fully.
Which I'm jealous that mine didn't have. Not that it matters now because I have a PS4. But I wish my PS4 were PS3 compatible. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Even when I buy a new PS3, I'll keep my old one to just play my PS2 games on.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. That was one of the things I wish. Some things aren't backwards compatible,
by the way. That's stupid.
Yeah. But then they can release Kingdom Hearts 1.5 and 2.5 and stuff.
I understand why they do it. I just think that it's fun.
I agree. It's frustrating. But anyway, so even though Brian stole my thunder last week, I recommend PlanetSide 2. And also Destiny with friends.
I've just heard that it's a very good PvP game.
It's really well done. The classes are all really different. Yeah.
I know that the game that I played for a long time was Dark Age of Camelot, stole a lot of things from PlanetSide.
I can believe that. The other thing is, if a bunch of our listeners are interested and play PlanetSide, I'm not an expert in PlanetSide 2, but if there are a bunch of listeners, and I'm talking like 30, like you need a good core number of people to get a clan, I will happily found a clan if we have like 30 listeners that are interested, but I'm not going to found a clan for six people because six people... Even if you're all on at once, six is like still a small number in PlanetSide 2.
But you can do like cool little strikes, subtle things you can do.
In my opinion, if you have less than five or six people, you cannot do something impactful. Like you need five people or six people that are on at the same time. So if there's going to be six of us total, we should just join an existing clan and also play with each other in that clan.
That makes sense.
But the maximum squad size is 12. And a squad size of 12 can have a massive impact on a battle. Like if you have 12 people that are on together, you can significantly impact the game world. But I ran around with just my brothers. There were four of us running around together, and four people can have an impact. But if we'd had one more guy, it would have like there's a tipping point where three is not enough. 4, you can like sort of start to tell you're doing something, and then 5, it would be just like, oh my god, we're actually having the effect here.
Yeah, that was the same with Dark Age 2. Is you would run around with a group of 8. Mm-hmm. You could play as you know, picking up stragglers that are trying to get to the fight. You can you know, go and strike another keep while they're trying to get people to run over
there. The biggest vehicles carry 12 people, and the max squad size is 12.
Yeah.
So if you can have 12, if there are 12 of you on at once, you will be doing some major things.
Sweet. Zappity.
Grumble.
Damn it. Jesus.
Why is everyone looking at me for recommendations? I don't have
you're to
any.
My left.
Damn it.
We can skip
you. Yeah, you can skip
you
me.
You can't be skipped. You have to have a recommendation right, that blows
I'll
their
stall
mind.
For a, stall for a second. My recommendation is shut the fuck up about lightsaber cross hilts. Who fucking cares? There's a giant bear monster guy with a bandolier that has a crossbow that shoots laser guns, and nobody gave a fuck for the last 27 years. Shut the fuck up about lightsaber cross hilts.
Fun fact, I have yet to watch the video.
It is a lightsaber with a lightsaber
I'm
cross
I'm aware hilt. That there's a cross hilt.
It looks cool.
I haven't seen
it. Who the fuck cares if he'd cut his hand off? Who the fuck cares if a lightsaber would go through the supporting structure as opposed to going through the beams itself? They're magicians in space that shoot lasers and fly around. Shut the fuck up.
I heard Stephen Colbert did a thingy on it.
He did.
Yeah.
Somebody did ask if you even watched the trailer or even were aware of the trailer.
I knew the trailer. So I'm intentionally not watching it. The problem is the movie's so far away that I'm going to have one of two reactions if I watch the trailer.
It's only a year.
Yeah, that's a long-ass time, Andy.
The trailer has nothing at all in it.
So
it's like six disjointed images.
So I'm either going to be like, oh man, now I've my taste has been whetted, but I haven't seen anything, and so now I'm just going to be in abject agony for the next year waiting for it to come out. Ooh. Or I'm going to see something in there that rages me, like the cross-hilt thing that's done to people, and I'm
honestly,
just going to be angry for a year.
The second thing I see that most causes the most annoyance is the joy in the ball, like a soccer ball and the joy. Yeah.
it's like a rolling soccer ball with the joy.
That just gives
on.
Like a
it's
bad, dumb. Like, man, are we going to see more Jar Jar antics? Is that what it's trying to imply?
That should just be done to the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations.
Yeah,
I do have a secondary one about that, too, though, which is to shut the fuck up about black stormtroopers.
Yeah.
First of all, you don't know he's a stormtrooper just because he's in stormtrooper armor. Luke and Han wore stormtrooper armors in episode 4, and they weren't fucking stormtroopers. Second of all, not all stormtroopers are Jango Fett clones anymore, shithead. They ran out of those in the Clone Wars because they all fucking died fighting fucking robots, and now they hire people to be stormtroopers. And that's not book canon, that's not canon anymore. You know it's movie canon because Luke's friends were in the fucking academy in episode 4.
And so, it's all also in the Star Wars novels.
Yeah, well, but they're not canon anymore.
Well, the actual novels, the ones on
4, 5, and 6.
So shut the fuck up about black stormtroopers, too. Because that guy was great in Attack the Block, so fuck off.
I just like the... Well, and they made a... They showed you a black stormtrooper as the very first image on purpose. I mean, that was a very purposeful thing to cause the reaction as well. That was a purposeful thing.
And these are the reasons...
And then he had the thing. He said, I ain't found shit.
And then they show... Yeah, which was great. And then they showed some woman riding a giant fudgesicle. I don't know what that thing's all about. Yeah. You'd think there'd be more. Yeah, no, yeah. Well, not like it was in her vagina riding it, like a motorcycle riding it.
Oh, that makes it better.
She was riding the fudgesicle on top.
I don't know that there wasn't another sub-fudgesicle in her vagina also. Like, that's how the seating mechanism works, like that South Park episode.
I'm done with this conversation.
Okay.
What's your recommendation, Katie?
She already made one.
I already made one. Right,
it's Andy's turn.
It's your turn, Brian.
It is Andy's turn.
Nope, not my turn. It's your turn.
We go around.
No. Go around. You skip me
it's
twice.
It's Nathan's turn.
It goes right to Brian.
Nathan's recommendation is to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's all I heard. It's just shut the fuck up. I'm taking his recommendation.
Also, if there's a woman playing War Machine, treat her like a human being.
And shut the fuck up.
Probably good. Probably, given knowing the social tactics of most people in nerd hobbies, probably just best to play it safe and just
shut
not
the fuck up. Yeah.
Fucking talk.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, let's hear it.
I am going to recommend that one movie I saw. I can't think of any of it.
John Wick?
That's a good movie. I like that movie.
I haven't seen John Wick.
I don't know what movie you're talking about. Whatever movie he's talking about.
Yeah, no, I don't have a recommendation.
St. Vincent? Birdman?
No, actually, Interstellar. I forget.
You were lying?
I've been playing WoW, so I don't really expand
Brian,
my
Brian has been playing WoW
senses.
Roughly 1,000 hours a week.
Yeah.
And so the only things he knows about are things in WoW. Do you have a WoW-based recommendation for us, Brian?
Well, I have too many of those.
Okay.
So I don't want to go down that rabbit hole.
How close are you to your first level 25 pet?
Oh, they're level 18.
Yeah.
It's the most painful thing in the world. Yeah, no, I actually haven't. I mean, I have some new iPad games, but I haven't played enough to really recommend them.
Because you can't
Well, no, I've been playing them a little bit. I just want to play more, and I got a couple new board games I want to recommend, but I want to play them a little bit more. That's so fair. I guess the thing is that we weren't able to play this weekend because we had Who's the Boss and stuff going on. So yeah,
stuff happened.
I just have a few things that I didn't have enough gameplays and to like truly recommend it. And there's like no, I mean, there's really no new movie. I actually haven't seen any new movies really lately. And all the TVs are, there's no new TV shows.
Did somebody recommend or anti-recommend the new Hunger Games movie, by the way? Last week?
Or no, I haven't. I liked it. I liked it too, but I didn't recommend it.
I haven't read the books, but I enjoyed both of the movies so far. I haven't seen the third
one. You'd like
movie,
this one.
You would like the third one. So,
Second one, I'm going to spoil it. I don't give a shit, though. It caught me with the twist. Because I was watching the second movie, and I'm thinking, man, these villains are idiots. Like, right? Philip Seymour Hoffman's advice is terrible.
Terrible.
He's just going to piss people off more. Yeah. What a stupid, stupid... Oh, never mind.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I will say, some complaints of this like, latest movie is because people that haven't read the books are like, it ended kind of weird. Like, they separated the books really well, and I thought they told the first half of the book really well. But evidently, if you've not, it may not be as great of a movie if you haven't read the book. I guess the structure isn't as good as it could be for a standalone movie.
The third movie had the same thing the first two movies had going for it, which is the entire Hunger Games book series is amazing if you could just remove the perspective of
Katniss.
Like, if you don't have to hear Katniss's inner monologue, she's a fantastic character and all the characters are great. And so in the movie, they were just like, Katniss has no inner monologue. And it's like, oh my God, amazing character.
I just figured something out.
What's that?
These are pistachios.
Wasabi pistachios?
I don't know if it's wasabi, but they're pistachios, and that's why I fucking love them, because pistachios are the best nuts.
Pistachios are amazing. But yeah, I thought it was really, really good. I had to actually look up on Wikipedia what she was playing with the whole movie, like in all the different scenes. Did you know what that was? Because I didn't notice. It was the pearl PETA gave her. It was PETA's pearl.
Oh, PETA's pearl. That alliterates. I saw a picture online of somebody. It was like the Mockingjay picture, and they pointed out that it's Johnny Bravo holding an arrow, and now I can't unsee it. Because like, it's one wing is him like pointing up like this, and I can't unsee it now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So my recommendation isn't exactly a recommendation, but I would like somebody to recommend to the movie Pain Train one movie for us to see.
The Last Unicorn. I just hear it's terrible. We should watch
they
that
should
one.
Pick a January movie is
anything
bad.
But the Briar Patch. No, but, I mean, The Last Unicorn.
But we want to have the problem with this winter so far, and then we tried searching on Rotten Tomatoes. There really isn't that many like bad movies.
There's been a lot of good movies.
This
right
is
now.
When
there's
been the a lot of movies come out. January is when the shit comes back.
We are already committed to the Seventh Son. Seventh Son is going to happen.
Well, what about the movie with North Korea on Christmas Day? That could be bad.
That's probably going to be funny enough.
Well, I'm going to go set. I want to see it, but it could be awful.
It could be awful, but when have you seen a Rogan and what's his name bad movie?
Some people don't like those guys.
Yeah, I like Pineapple Express. I thought that movie was amazing. To me, they feel like his face.
Danny McBride. Danny McBride's amazing. He might be the funniest fucking guy on the planet right now. He's so underappreciated.
Yeah, I mean, he's
the best part of all the movies that have Danny McBride in them.
Franco and Rogan, they feel very much like. Jesus. I'm just seeing the Johnny Bravo.
The Johnny Bravo. So
that's the Mockingjay.
Yeah. No. Now. Yes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
But they feel very much like the Gene Wilder and Richards.
Big part of it is that like James Franco and Seth Rogen are like best friends in real life, so it's just so natural anytime they're in something together. Yeah. Like, God, the parody they did of that shitty Kanye West video
was really
amazing.
Good.
Where Seth Rogen was Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. This is the end.
A sexy beast.
This
so
is the end.
That
was such
too.
A great film too.
Mm-hmm.
But we want a recommendation. Our next one that we have loosely planned, because most of us don't remember it, we just remember how horrible it was, is Wing Commander.
And I love the game so much.
The movie's so bad.
So much.
But Nathan, do you remember anything about that movie?
I remember Maverick.
Just being bad.
I remember Space Gypsies. I remember terrible cat makeup. And I remember that the fighter things in the void of space when they got out of the launch bays dropped down as
but that happened in the video games. That was in the game. If you watch the cutscene in the original Wing Commander games, they come out of the bay and they go down and then back up. So that at least is true to the game. Also, Privateer is the best game ever made. I love that game. And that was
there's some new space game that was amazing that came out and it got redone real soon. I can't think of the name of it right now. They've been talking about it on some forum I read on Five Fingers, which is the cool new Focus of Fury world. There's a
They're talking about some damn video game that's like a space, one of those classic space games got redone in HD. It's coming out real soon.
Descent Free Space is really good.
If it's Privateer, then I'm fucking downloading it.
Oh, it's the one that came out with, it's done by Gearbox?
I don't know. Well, they have something coming out too. The Gearbox game I'm supposed to have for free, but I lost my code.
It's really funny because we have a tenant named Gearbox who does not anything about video games.
They do actual Gearboxes.
That is hilarious.
It's very confusing.
Anyway, thanks for listening. This has been episode 98 of Crippled System, where we ate food and talked about women.